Right, let's move then on into the agenda proper. First item is to hear presentations from government and from third parties on the design of the tunnel buildings that are associated with the Central Wan Chai bypass and the Island Eastern Corridor link. So I think what we do, just take a minute if we may, to welcome all our guests, give them time to come and settle.
Mr. Chairman,
please,
could I just say that I do have a conflict of interest on at least part of this agenda, the central area and the ventilation. So, if you don't mind, I will opt out of any Q&A on this.
Well, I was going to ask that question. I was going to ask people to declare interest if they have interest. So, could we note that Peter Cookson Smith has declared interest? Peter, very welcome to stay, obviously, and listen and watch if you like, but obviously not participate in the discussion. Thank you. Anybody else wish to declare interest? Lewis?
Chairman, I would also like to declare interest. As the representative of VIDA, I noticed that one of the presenters is IFC Development Limited, and IFC Development Limited may not be a member of VIDA, but the shareholders behind are members of VIDA, so I have to declare my interest.
Right. My initial reaction is that sufficiently indirect, if you like, for that we should allow Lewis to not only stay but obviously participate. But perhaps task force could guide me. What do people feel? Is Lewis too close, or do we feel that he's obviously sitting here in his personal capacity anyway? Allow Lewis to participate?
Thank you.
Winston?
We also declare interest, rather indirect. My son, ex for Sun Hong Gay, who is one of the main owners of IFC 2 and Four Seasons Hotel and so on, I have no interest in those projects, sites. But my general function is as legal advisor to Sun Hong Gay. I feel not comfortable to take part.
You feel not comfortable?
Not comfortable.
All right, okay. Yep. Well, you made a decision for us, that helps. So we note Winston's interest and the fact that he is not going to participate in the discussion. Anybody else wish to register interest? All right, thank you very much. Right, well, first of all...
Paul would like to table this pamphlet on the discussion.
All right, we have a pamphlet which... Paul Zimmerman has asked permission to table. I don't think we should have a problem with that. If you'd like to distribute those, thank you. Right, well, welcome to everybody, a collective welcome. The drill, if you like, the way we're going to handle this item is first of all, Transport and Housing Bureau are going to brief us and with their consultant. And then we have a number of representations and views from outside parties, which we'll hear in consecutive order. But may I first perhaps invite Apollonia Liu and Daniel Chung from THB and HIDA HYD respectively to brief us. Who's going to go first? Apollonia?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm trying to find you. You're over
there. Yeah,
I'm
here.
Wave. Okay.
Morning to everyone. And may I suggest, Mr. Chairman, that I'll go about the presentation this way. Because I will wish to do a very short introduction in English, and then to follow by a more detailed explanation of our slides in Cantonese.
That's fine. We've always said we would operate on a dual channel basis, so no problem.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. So, once again, thank you so much for the Task Force on Harbourfront Development of Hong Kong Island of the Harbourfront Commission to allow us here today to explain to you all the exterior design of the tunnel buildings of the Central Wan Chai Bypass, or the CWB, may we call it in short, at your meeting today. We appreciate that there were views within the community and in respect of a particular concern groups and a number of commercial entities in particular about the concern of one of the buildings that we are going to explain to you today. And therefore, we would love to take this opportunity to explain to the task force the views of the administration on the matter as well. In gist, the administration has given due consideration to the proposal, as you we saw on table today, tabled by the Design in Hong Kong. We consider it is not feasible, a proposal, due to safety consideration and technical constraints, as well as serious implication on the completion time of a very important Central Wan Chai Bypass project. Our colleagues will explain in further details why we think so in a minute. We are so glad to see here today the representative of IFC and the Four Seasons Hotel as well. It was great. Because I understand that Highways Department colleagues have actually met you or your colleagues in person to explain our case earlier. And we will welcome this opportunity to further explain our considerations in arriving at our decision in this regard. We also love to meet with the peer group and also the Design in Hong Kong, whom we have not met previously, but we have seen your letters regarding the issue. And we hope to take the opportunity to explain to you in greater detail our stance. So, without further ado, I will go into our introduction for the project. Next slide, please. 其實我哋講緊咧呢一個中環灣仔繞道咧，大家其實都係一個好熟悉嘅一個項目嚟嘅。Channel
2.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. 其實中環灣仔繞道咧對香港社會咧嘅要求咧，大家都好之清楚。大家其實而家喺港島北岸咧嘅交通擠塞實在係好嚴重嘅，因此咧其實我哋咧係好有需要盡快起我哋呢一個繞道。 而其實我哋講緊呢一個繞道呢，那個規劃呢，其實早喺1987年呢，我哋已經開始做。而呢，我哋喺1989年完成嘅第二次整體運輸研究呢，係確立咗我哋有需要呢一條繞道作為呢喺港島北岸呢，我哋個概念係有一條完整嘅一條通道，一條主幹線，令到我哋交通有所裨益嘅。而其實呢，我哋頭先所講嗰條主幹線呢。 中環灣仔繞道係一剩翻低唯一一條未起嘅繞道，咁所以係確切有呢個需要嘅。咁大家會睇到呢，而家呢個就係我哋個項目呢一個概覽啦，大家都好清楚。我哋成條繞道呢，其實呢就係4.5公里，咁呢就係為咗呢減低用地需求，亦都我哋有鑑於呢，其實我哋經過嘅地方呢係好多已經已發展嘅地區嚟嘅。 因此呢，我哋有3.7公里呢，係採取咗用一個隧道嘅模式呢去興建嘅。有隧道，我哋都要有一個通風嘅要求。因此呢，就帶到去呢，我哋而家我哋今日嘅議題呢嘅項目，就話我哋有需要做一個通風嘅系統。咁我哋呢3.7公里嘅隧道呢，我哋其實而家呢就會有3個通風嘅大樓。 喺西面、中面同埋東面，我哋都係計做過一個估算，亦都跟返我哋一向嘅國際嘅關係，就係我哋計嗰條數就係有需要有3個大樓，而呢3個大樓呢，喺位置上呢，都係有需要呢，係盡量位於隧道嘅沿線啦，或者佢出入口，就令到佢嘅喺運作上嘅要求我可以達至，同埋亦都運作上嘅效益會更加好嘅。 咁或者同大家講一講回顧一下啦，我哋呢一個項目呢嘅進度。咁我哋其實講緊呢，我哋因為頭先我都同大家解釋過啦，其實我呢個項目個規劃呢係早喺2000年初已經開始做，因此呢，其實大家會見到呢，我哋有兩個環境環評報告提交過嘅。咁我哋喺第一個環評報告呢，我哋主要呢都係針對灣仔繞道。 而第二個環評報告呢，我哋亦都呢加插咗我哋喺灣仔填海佢其他嘅有關嘅項目呢，我哋一齊再研究。咁我哋喺做2007年嗰個環評報告嘅時候呢，我哋嘅顧問呢，其實呢係已經第一係睇過我2001年個報告入面有啲乜嘢部分係個情況係仍然適用嘅呢。咁我哋就會沿用返2001年個報告個結論。 而如果有需要我再更新的话，我亦都是2007年那个报告度更新。咁我哋两个环评报告分别喺2001年8月啦，同埋2008年咧12月咧，都系得到呢一个环保署嘅批准嘅。咁总括而言咧，就系、是、若果咧环评报告咧中所列解嘅援具措施咧，若果我哋系做得我哋系可以做到嘅话咧，环评报告嘅结果系显示咧。我哋嘅繞道啦，包括我哋頭先所講嗰幾個通風大樓對環境所造成嘅影響咧，係可以接受嘅。咁我哋除咗環評係我哋其中一個法定嘅要求之外咧，其實因為我哋呢一個項目亦都涉及一個興建道路嘅一個工程，因此我哋亦都咧需要根據咧法例第370章咧進行刊憲。咁我哋就喺2007年7月做咗刊憲。咁我哋其實咧喺我哋刊憲入邊咧，其實就我哋係將不但只係將呢一個繞道佢嘅位置同埋詳細嘅規劃啦，亦都包括咗咧我頭先所講嗰幾個通風大樓咧，佢嘅位置啦，佢嘅覆蓋範圍，佢個高度限制咧，亦都一一喺我哋嗰個刊憲嘅圖則入邊咧明確去標示嘅。咁有關嘅道路方案咧，就係、是已經係喺2009年。五月咧就獲得呢一個行政長官會同行政會議批准，咁我哋繼而都喺立法會咧攞咗所需要嘅撥款，因此咧我哋喺2009年年尾咧，我哋已經動咗工，咁我哋就好寄望咧，我哋都同時好努力，就希望喺2017年咧可以如期完成嘅。咁我哋明白，雖然咧我哋喺我哋一路嘅諮詢做咗咁多功夫，但係我亦都知明白得到咧就住通風大樓同埋相關嘅隧道大樓咧，其實咧對附近嘅居民或者社區咧都有一個影響，因為會喺佢哋社區會喺佢職根嘅。咁所以我哋明白咗呢一個居民嘅一個訴求咧，我哋其實咧就喺刊憲之我哋個計劃批准咗之後咧，已經立刻咧就進行我哋有關呢一啲嘅大樓咧嘅諮詢嘅。我哋喺2009年7月份到咧，我哋就去過相關嘅區議會同佢解釋，聽過佢哋嘅大概嘅意見，跟住我哋就請我哋個顧問就開始着手咧，就住大樓嘅外觀嘅概念咧去做一啲功夫。咁啱啱咧，我哋其實就完成咗我哋第二輪諮詢，就係咧我哋做咗一個巡迴展覽，喺今年8月至到啱啱9月初就完成咗，亦都收集咗好多市民對我哋大樓嘅外觀嘅意見。因此我哋好高興咧，我哋做完咗呢一個小階段咧，我哋就可以向呢一個小組咧報告一下，我哋俾咗啲乜嘢意見俾市民，同埋我哋聽咗一啲反應，亦都希望咧可以得到各位咧嘅意見，好使我哋可以繼續咧推展我哋嘅設計嘅。咁我喺呢度咧，就我將個時間咧就交俾我哋嘅顧問，就向大家解釋有關大樓嘅詳情。
係主席，各位委員。咁首先我哋咧就會由東面咧向西面睇一睇各座大樓座落嘅地點同埋佢哋嘅外觀設計嘅。嗱喺呢張圖咧，我哋又可以睇到咧，位於北角近呢個東區走廊東面嘅通風大樓。咁呢個東面嘅通風大樓咧，係設置喺呢個隧道嘅上面嘅，係同呢個隧道嘅管道嘅結構咧連成一起嘅。我哋嘅用意就係減少呢個土地嘅需求，同埋增加喺呢個運作上嘅效率嘅。東面通風大樓咧，我哋有兩個外觀設計嘅方案嘅，為咗配合周邊嘅環境同埋設計，係採用呢個綠化同埋休閒嘅主題嘅。咁第一個設計我哋叫自然綠化，而第二個設計我哋叫環保木條屏風。咁喺呢個今年嘅7月29號至到9月3號咧，我哋舉辦咗一個巡迴嘅展覽，收集咗啲公眾嘅意見。咁呢兩個設計嘅支持嘅率咧，就分別係 48% 同埋46% 嘅。咁由於呢兩個設計嗰個支持率係相當接近咧，我哋將會進一步咧研究點樣去採納各自嘅優點，並且咧就結合成為最後嘅設計方案嘅。咁喺呢張圖咧，我哋可以睇到咧，就係話喺東邊嗰個排風口嘅位置，佢係安放咗喺呢個銅鑼灣避風塘東邊嘅防波堤嘅北端嘅。咁東邊嘅排風口咧，只係一個排氣點嚟嘅啫，係跟呢個東邊嘅通風大樓咧同埋個隧道係分開嘅。 咁我哋会用一条150米长嘅浅层嘅通风排气隧道咧，系连接咗呢个东面嘅通风大楼同埋呢个东面嘅排风口嘅。咁沿住呢个东面嘅防波堤嘅路线咧，其实呢个通风排气隧道咧系唔会受到任何嘅地底嘅建筑物或者公共设施嘅阻碍嘅。咁我哋有三个东面排风口嘅外观设计方案。咁喺设计上咧，个排风口咧就同呢个地面咧系会保持一定嘅距离嘅高度嘅，咁系达至到有效去分散嗰个释放嘅气体啦，同埋咧确保咧附近空气嘅质素嘅。咁呢三个设计就分别系原柱雕塑咧，就摇曳中嘅风帆，同埋呢个第三嘅灯塔。咁系分别嘅设计，佢哋个分别嘅设计嘅支持率咧就系17%。50% 同埋 27% 嘅。跟住我哋就睇睇呢个行政大楼啦。嗱，呢张蓝图咧就显示咗喺将来喺北角嘅行政大楼嘅。咁深蓝色嗰部分咧就系个行政大楼。咁行政大楼咧就将会位于呢个油街尾嘅，同埋将来呢个东区走廊西行线嘅天桥下低嘅。咁喺设计上咧就呢个行政大楼咧，我哋系需要位于呢个隧道嘅出入口嘅。以確保呢個運作嘅效率，咁所以行政大樓咧就會坐落一係就喺北角嗰邊啦，一係就喺中環嗰邊。但係而家喺北角嗰邊咧，我哋已經盡量咧睇睇有冇一個合適嘅位置咧。咁最後咧，我哋建議喺呢個東區走廊個天橋底去興建呢個大樓嘅。咁我哋咧就有兩個行政大樓嘅外觀設計方案嘅。第一個設計就叫做幾何立體啦，就運用一啲幾何嘅主體。咁就營造出呢個巧妙變化嘅視覺效果嘅。咁而第二個設計呢，我哋叫平臉，咁係採用一啲平臉作為外牆嘅修飾，咁就創造一個生動嘅外觀嘅。咁佢哋嘅支持率呢分別係 40% 同埋 52% 嘅。咁呢張圖呢，我哋就顯示咗呢個喺灣仔北嘅中通風大樓嘅。咁由於呢、這個P2 路係正正咧就喺呢、這個中環灣仔繞道嘅主幹道上隧道上邊嘅，咁所以呢、這個中通風大樓咧就唔能夠直接放咗喺呢個隧道結構嘅上邊啦。咁但係我哋都盡量咧就喺呢、這個將呢個中風通風大樓設置喺呢個隧道嘅旁邊啦。咁好彩咧，我哋就能夠咧喺相當接近隧道走線嘅地方咧揾到一個適合嘅位置。咁係放置呢個中通風大樓嘅。咁我哋有兩個中通風大樓嘅外觀設計方案嘅。第一個設計就叫屏風及簾幕。咁大樓嘅外牆呢，我哋會利用唔同嘅物料同埋光暗啦、密度啦、顏色啦，就做出整齊同埋有變化嘅圖案，就營造咗一啲輕巧嘅感覺。而第二個設計呢，我哋叫做流線屋頂。咁係一高一低嘅商翼咧，同埋呢個會議展覽中心上蓋嘅建築物咧，係互相呼應嘅。咁亦都配合周邊嘅海濱環境嘅。咁佢哋個別嘅設計嘅支持率咧，係分別係33% 同埋92% 嘅。我哋都明白咧，好多市民係關注咗呢個西面通風大樓嘅設計嘅。咁喺呢張圖咧，我哋就可以較為清楚咧。睇到咧，位於中環嗰個西面通風大樓同埋佢嘅周圍環境。嗱，藍色嗰部分咧就係西面通風大樓啦。喺通風大樓周邊嘅橙色部分咧，就係現時喺中環嘅地面道路嘅，分別有文保街啦、金融街同埋將來會起嘅隧道引路。咁較為遠嘅就係有文江街、東西行線啦，同埋呢個文耀街嘅。嗱，西面通風大樓嘅位置咧。就唔會入咗將來呢個中環海濱一號用地同埋二號用地嘅範圍嘅，所以亦都唔會影響當中嘅 1.7 公頃嘅公眾休憩空間嘅。嗱，由我哋睇睇咧呢個西面通風大樓嘅外觀設計咧。嗱，喺2001年批准嘅環境影響評估報告裏邊咧，就其中一個條件咧就要有大規模嘅綠化。同埋咧，我哋喺通風大樓同埋隧道嘅出入口咧，要有一個優質嘅設計啊，作為咧景觀影響上嘅緩解措施啊。 咁我哋咧就喺呢个西边嘅通风大楼嘅设计咧，我哋有两个方案嘅。第一个方案就系流线型屋顶草坪，而第二个方案咧就不规则立体抽象石刻。嗱，睇落好似呢个环带嘅绿色部分咧，系代表咗未来嘅位于一号用地同二号用地嘅露天园景平台嘅。咁呢个露天园景平台咧个水平咧系大概系呢个正14 MPD 嘅。咁因为西边嘅通风大楼咧唔会入咗呢个第一号同埋第二号用地咧，个流线型屋顶草坪咧系唔会掩盖咗呢个露天园景平台嘅。咁呢两个方案分别嘅支持率咧就系88% 同埋9% 嘅。咁呢个流线型屋顶草坪最高嗰、那个最高点嗰个水平咧，系去到正25 MPD 嘅。咁但系呢个屋顶就好快咧就会系会降落嚟，而喺西边咧，我哋好快就会降到去呢个正8 MPD， 系接住呢、这个隧道嘅出入口嘅。而喺东边咧，我哋亦都好快会降到落去正12 MPD， 系喺呢个露天远景平台嗰边嘅。咁而呢个流线型屋顶个草坪咧，个横向嗰个宽度咧系41米。嗱，呢张咧就是一个电脑嘅模拟图嚟嘅，咁就了冚咗中环呢、这个新海滨嗰个景象嘅。个流线型屋顶草坪嘅主题嘅西边嘅通风大楼咧就喺里边啦，喺当中啦。咁我哋可以睇到咧，就整体个景观系相当和谐嘅。咁呢个景观咧就向西望，望呢个露天远景平台。咁呢个流线型屋顶草坪主题嘅西边通风大楼咧，就喺呢个背景嘅后边嘅。嗱，让我哋睇一睇咧，就现时建议嘅西边通风大楼嘅位置咧，系点样去满足呢个选取通风大楼位置嘅一啲主要考虑因素咧？嗱，首先第一就要有足够嘅空间，我哋咧必须咧要有足够嘅空间咧，去容纳一啲机电嘅装置，以运作呢个中环湾仔绕道嘅，亦都需要考虑一啲逃生嘅路线啦，一啲救援嘅设施，再者咧就要提供一啲相关嘅消防设备嘅。咁现时呢个西边通风大楼嘅位置咧，就可以提供足够嘅空间配合呢个隧道运作。而第二就我哋要有一个最大嘅效用同埋效率。咁为咗喺隧道嘅运作咧，尤其是呢个隧道嘅通风系统咧，要达到最大嘅效益咧，其实通风大楼咧同埋隧道嘅距离咧就越近越好嘅。咁因为如果将大楼咧坐落喺呢个隧道范围以外嘅位置咧，咁就需要额外建造一啲通风同埋呢啲机电嘅新延隧道。咁需要更多嘅能量咧，就将空气咧喺呢个通风隧道推进嘅，咁消耗更多嘅能源啦，亦都唔能够达到呢个环保嘅目标嘅。咁由于现时呢个西边通风大楼咧系位于隧道嘅入口上边，因此我哋系唔需要额外扩展任何形式嘅隧道。隧道嘅通风系统咧系冇额外嘅能源消耗嘅，咁能够咧就有效咁运作。而第三就系占用最少周边用地，我哋要找一个不会影响原来指定土地用途的位置来兴建这个通风大楼。因此呢，就首选呢就是将这个通风大楼呢在隧道双型结构上面兴建的。而这个西边的通风大楼的选址呢正正就在隧道的入口上面。因此呢，我们也不需要另外找一个地方呢安置个大楼。咁样做咧，就会减少呢、这个周边用地嘅需求啦，亦都唔会影响到呢、这个一号用地同埋二号用地将来嘅发展嘅。而第四就话对公众嘅影响要减到最低。嗱，我哋就应该避免咧一啲封路啦，或者影响一啲容量大嘅行人路或者行人天桥嘅。如果唔系咁咧，就会导致一啲唔可以接受嘅交通影响啦。同时咧，我哋都应该尽量避免咧影响一啲现有嘅设施嘅，包括一啲现有嘅建筑物、公共设施，避免一啲不必要嘅设施改造。而呢个现时嘅西边通风大楼嘅位置咧，我哋系起喺隧道上边嘅， 咁亦都唔需要喺周圍嘅道路咧進行呢個大型嘅挖掘工程，因此咧可以避免一啲改路啊、封路嘅措施嘅，亦都減少咗對呢個市民嘅滋擾。而最後咧就係話喺環保方面啦，現時選取嘅位置咧係對呢個環境所造成嘅影響咧係可以接受嘅，亦都完全符合呢個環境影響評估條例之下嘅要求嘅。我哋亦都明白到咧，有團體咧就建議將呢個西邊嘅通風大樓咧向西移至呢個文江街同埋文吉街之間嗰個迴旋處嘅，就係呢個紅色框裏邊嗰個迴旋處啦。嗱，等我哋睇睇咧，就呢個建議會帶嚟一啲咩嘅問題啦。嗱，首先咧，我哋要興建兩條咧非常深嘅通風隧道同埋機電隧道，呢兩條隧道咧都超過30米深嘅。是连接这个主干道的隧道和这个回旋处，就是这个红色线的通风隧道和蓝色线的电缆隧道，它们是会沿着这个文江街走的。为了兴建这两条隧道，我们都需要一些很大型的机器去开挖一些非常深的坑道的。那这两条深层的隧道呢，是需要是经过这个港铁这个香港站这个冷却用水的隧道的底部横过的。那而在文江街那里我们有条四号的行人天桥，这条天桥也都对于这个在这两条深层隧道造成一个非常大的限制的。咁呢兩條隧道呢要喺呢個行人天橋嘅地基同埋裝柱之間穿過嘅。咁所以呢兩條隧道其實個橫切面係需要一個非常窄身嘅同埋一個非常深嘅橫切面嘅。同時呢就喺個施工嘅沿線呢係非常接近個海岸線啦，個地下水同埋個土壤嘅穩固性呢其實亦都會構成一定嘅難度嘅同埋危險。咁以上種種嘅因素咧，都會令到呢個施工喺施工期間個風險咧係非常之高嘅。嗱，第二咧就係話我哋睇睇喺呢個迴旋處嗰度咧，個西邊咧其實地底咧係已經現有咧係有呢個港鐵站嘅冷卻用水隧道同埋呢個渠務處嘅雙型暗渠嘅。咁喺呢個細圖嘅中間嗰個深藍色部分同埋綠色部分嘅。咁其實已經佔據咗大部分呢個面積㗎喇。而喺東邊呢，就由於我哋要符合呢個運輸策略及設計手冊裏面嘅市區嘅要求呢，通風大樓呢建築物呢就要向後移嘅。因此呢只係有淺藍色顯示嘅部分呢可以作為興建呢個西邊通風大樓。所以呢喺呢個迴旋處裏面可用嘅面積呢大概係得680平方米嘅啫。而在这个位置可建造的面积是远远少过我们原先在原来位置西面通风大楼的1470平方米的面积的。因此就在这个位置建造的空间是不足够的。早前我们也提及过西面通风大楼必须有足够的空间去容纳和安全相关的机电装置的，也需要考虑到这个逃生路线和救援设施的，以及提供相關的消防設備的。而在迴旋處裏面 可以用的空間呢是不能夠提供符合安全要求所需要的空間的。再者呢就那兩條空間狹窄和非常深的通風隧道和機電隧道在裏面進行維修和保養呢是會帶來一定的安全問題的。紅色線同埋點咧，係代表呢個地區而家現時嘅公共設施同設備，我哋可以睇到係非常密嘅。咁佢喺好有好多呢個公共設施喺呢個地區個道路網下邊嘅。咁而呢啲公共設施係提供呢個地區嘅重要商業樓宇嘅主要公共設施嘅，佢哋係必須受到保護嘅。咁另外咧，就保留現有交通路線係非常重要嘅。鑑於現時中環嘅交通擠塞情況係十分嚴重咧。尤其是江樂道中的路線，如果道路是受到影響或者封閉，影響會很大的。例如我們如果需要封閉這個文江街， 其實咧就將會好嚴重咧影響到呢個干諾道中嘅交通情況啊。咁另外一個我哋需要考慮現時嘅設施咧，就係呢個四號行人天橋啦。佢每日嘅使用量咧係超過10,000人次嘅，而佢個每小時高峰嘅用量係超過3,000人次嘅。咁呢條天橋咧係一條好重要連同埋好繁忙嘅行人通道嘅，係連接呢個中環個碼頭、呢、這個國金同埋呢個香港站，同埋呢個干諾道中以南嘅中環商業區嘅。咁任何影響到呢條天橋嘅使用咧，係會對市民造成極大嘅不便嘅。根據我哋嘅估計咧，其實如果將呢個西面通風大樓搬去呢個迴旋處嘅話咧，由於要另外有一個通風隧道咧，其實個能源嗰個損耗咧會增加20%嘅。咁所以呢個方案咧係會消耗較為多嘅能源，亦都係冇咁環保嘅。另外咧就話呢個延長嘅隧道咧，包括呢、這個這個通風隧道和這個機電個電纜隧道呢，是會經過這個1號和2號用地的。其實是對這個1號和2號用地呢產生極大的限制，影響了將來的地基結構和佈局，和影響它的發展的。在這張幻燈片裡呢，我們看到這個計劃方案那個所需要的額外時間呢，咁其實我哋要做一啲額外嘅法定程序啦，咁先至可以將呢、這個西邊嘅通風大樓咧係搬去呢個迴旋處嗰度嘅。咁、那個過程就包括重新咧就為呢個道路計劃刊憲啦，同埋重新去做一個新嘅環境影響評估嘅。咁喺整體嚟講咧，就係話呢個中環灣仔繞道落成同埋啟用嘅時間咧，就會推遲2年嘅。咁我嘅介紹到此為止，多謝。
Is that the total presentation?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, members.
Thank you. All right. Well, what I suggest, members, if you agree, is we now move on and hear the views of third parties who obviously hold a differing view, if you like, to the Bureau in terms of the location and the importance of this particular facility. But I think all the representations we've received relate to the western ventilation building. So let's just focus on that for the time being, but obviously when we come back to our general discussion, we must remember that we're talking about three facilities and we must look at them all individually when we come to formulate a view. But could I first invite Eric Chung and David Dumagan, directors of IFC Development, and I think your consultant Alan McDonald and Raymond Yao, could you present your views, please? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for giving us the chance to present our view. You know, I think because the time allowed is only 10 minutes, so I think we make it very short. I think the main point is actually in the next 5-10 years, Hong Kong has the opportunity to really build a first-class waterfront, which can rival the rest of the most beautiful cities in the world. And actually in doing so, I think to a lot of us, we sacrifice part of our beloved harbor to do so. Now, we find out that actually in this beautiful scheme, which we are all looking forward to, in the middle of it, we have a big ventilation building, and if you look at today's newspaper, this is equivalent to 1,250 containers. I think, are there a better way to do it? That's our view, you know. So we have actually asked our consultant, Urbis, and also Arab, to look at an alternative, which will give Hong Kong actually a better scheme for procuring this really high-class, world-class waterfront. So I better pass to Alan, which present our findings.
Well, we're going to start actually with a movie that shows the actual impacts of this on the waterfront.
The Highways Department has proposed two options for the West Ventilation Exhaust Building in Central. The box option and the streamlined roof option. However, there is a viable alternative proposal to relocate the Ventilation Exhaust Building next to the slip roads behind Pier 2, where the impact is nominal and you can barely see it. The exhaust building in its current position, as proposed, will have a very large environmental impact on the area. Apart from being a visual eyesore, with the air intake and machinery operating, it will become very noisy and polluted. proposal will result in a much lower building and no pollution of the environment. Even from inside the shopping center, the vent building as proposed by the Highways Department has an impact. From IFC's Level 3 public open space, the impact of the vent building is massive. From IFC's Level 4 public open space, there is not much improvement, and the air pollution will probably be worse. With the alternative proposal, public open space is extended onto the roof, maintaining Central Harbourfront as a world-class waterfront for the people of Hong Kong.
Right, I'd like to just probably address some of the landscape and visual aspects, and then I'll pass over to Raymond and later David to address the aspects related to some of the more technical matters. If we go to the next slide, please, David, we look at the two options. First of all, I'm going to outline basically the implications of the Highways Department proposal from a landscape and visual impact perspective. And then I'll go on to look at the alternative proposal and its respective impacts in the area. Now, if we look at the two schemes, we have the box, as we've called it, or the play of illusion, as it's been called by the consultant, and then the streamlined roof option. These have never been assessed at all in terms of their landscape and visual impact, nor indeed has the original scheme been ever assessed in terms of their landscape and visual impact from the receptors that were likely to be in this area now and in the future. I think also when you look at these green roofs, you have to really give this a reality check. For a start, on the streamlined option, a gradient not many less than 20% or any greater than 20% would be required to facilitate this green roof. And one wonders how the maintenance and management of this green roof would be undertaken. This would probably require climbing gear to be able to allow maintenance agents to be able to get onto the roof. Of course, maintaining a green roof in Hong Kong is extremely difficult because we have extreme weather conditions. Compounding this, of course, is that we have a air movement at the roof level of around about 8 meters per second. So looking at the impacts in the public open space IOC in the adjacent areas and the landscape deck, you can see the real scale of this ventilation building in juxtaposition to the areas beside it. And then if you look at the massing of the development, contrary to what was shown just now in the earlier presentation, it will actually impact over the circulation areas of the public open space and compromise public enjoyment. You can see that clearly in the section shown below. So let's look at the visual impacts. In looking at the assessment, we've undertaken detailed impact assessments from a range of visual receptors. This one is from the Discovery Bay Bridge, and you can see the respective impacts. Clearly, there's a lot of people, as Highways Department, or as their consultant has just mentioned, will be passing through this bridge. This will increase over time, and this is what they're going to be seeing. When you look at the existing condition of the public open space, and then this is an out from IFC down to the adjacent areas, you can see the circulation areas through to the waterfront, clearly shown to the right of the picture. And then looking at the alternative option, also from the public open space, this is what you're going to see. Again, I don't know how the maintenance of the roof is going to be undertaken in this area in a very exposed condition. The streamlined option actually is not really streamlined at all. It's actually a very, very large structure and is significantly larger than the box structure that's shown. So you can see there the magnitude of the impact because the structure is actually significantly longer than the box option. This is the alternative: maintaining the plant over the portal area and then removing the actual vent structure elsewhere, as we'll show in the option. Then you can create the option of having increased amounts of open space, publicly accessible areas. Now, one thing that is worth mentioning, and as was outlined in the Highways Department proposal, is that a vent building has been removed to an alternate location at North Point, simply because the pressure is brought to bear on the design of it. And so this has been moved some 150 meters away from the plant room that will facilitate the exhaust of fumes from the Central Manchai bypass. So let's look at the alternative scheme. So moving on, this is the current area where Highways Department proposed to put their vent building. This is the impact if we only put the plant in that location, allowing for significant greening, not marginal planting of grass in this area. So there's a very significant benefit to this this overall area. Then the alternative location that we proposed is over to the west, just behind Piers 1 and 2. And you can see there from the key visual receptors of the elevated walkway, it's hidden well behind the tree structures, and it would be barely perceptible. It will not be clearly seen from other receptors in the adjacent areas. So I'm going to pass now to Raymond, who's going to address some of the technical issues regarding ventilation building and some of the pollution issues.
This slide shows the simulated pollution level from the two ventilation schemes. The pictures on the left show the pollutant dispersion from the vent building of the highway scheme, while the ones in the middle or central represent the dispersion from the alternative scheme. And the scale on the right show the air pollution level and the respective API index. For areas showing red, meaning it's exceeding the present EPD criteria. So as can be seen in the two schemes, the more red means the more likelihood that pollution will affect the neighborhood and at either the observation deck level, those sensitive area, or the pedestrian level. So this slide actually show in the 2001 EIA assessment, two sensitive receiver location are included in this particular area, representing A67 near to the pier number 5 and A68 near the IFC. In view of the new Central Harbor development, the team is of the view whether more sensitive receiver sites ought to be in place in this neighborhood area. This slide shows what happens at the present IFC level, level 3, the public open space on the right. And on the left is measurement taken in close vicinity to the Central Harbor Crossing van building. As can be seen, as soon as a van building is located at a location, the neighborhoods will be affected by the pollution dispersion, as can be seen in this particular on-site measurement. On the noise-sensitive receiver, similarly, in the 2001 EIA, there's no NSR in the close vicinity. And also, for the similar argument, should more sensitive receiver be located in this area? This can be seen that if the noise level will be increased much higher to, for example, 69 decibels if the van building is located very close to IFC. Now I'm going to address the feasibility study for the alternative routing of the west van building.
Can you take it at pace, please? Otherwise you're going to run out of time. As quick as you can.
We are proposing a different routing as opposed to the consultant's earlier routing. So we might be reviewing different constraints. And this is one of the options we call the shallow option. Next. It doesn't need to go as too deep. And according to our preliminary assessment, it's around about 4 meter to 5 meter deep, and we can bypass and allow the routing to route through to the alternative location. And no doubt some of the existing utilities might have to be diverted. Next. In case that the rediversion becomes a major constraint or difficult, then is another alternative, which we call the deeper option, could be in place. And this slide shows the possible routing. So to conclude, the relocation of the west van building to the alternative site is technically feasible. And also, we've done some estimates on the additional construction cost. It's only around about 70 million, about 0.2% of the project cost for entire central 1J bypass of $28 billion. Thank you.
Thank you. David, are you going to wrap up?
Yeah, just let me just wrap up, actually. I'd just like to address the point of the timing. This actually shows a program that we've put together, and we believe that we've also taken a legal advice, actually, on the Gazettal from Benjamin Yu, senior counsel, and he has advised that the re-Gazettal for the Vent building, the relocation of the Vent building, could take place in parallel with the actual construction of the Central Wan Chai Bypass. So we believe that the re-Gazettal will not actually hold up or delay the completion date of 2017. And we've got 7 years actually to complete the tunnel and to complete the Gazettal and relocation process. I'd also like to address the point on cost. Yes, there will be additional cost of this arrangement, the cost of the additional tunnels. However, sites 1 and 2 are the two government sites that will be auctioned off or tendered out. And if you have a vent building immediately adjacent to those two sites, then they will be worth less. I'm assuming that there would be a drop in value of those two sites of about 10%, which I think is quite conservative. I think that would be more. But if it's 10%, the loss in revenue to the government would be $1 billion. So that's more than enough to pay for the relocation. Just in wrapping up, I believe that we believe that the Highways Department scheme has significant adverse effects on the Central Harbour Front. I think you can see that from the images. The alternative scheme maintains government's objectives of creating a world-class harbour front. And lastly, the alternative scheme is technically feasible with no delay to the completion of the scheduled Central Wan Chai Bypass Tunnel and no increase in the cost to the government, net increase in cost to government. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Moving on then, if we can. Designing Hong Kong. Who is going to brief us for Designing Hong Kong? Is it Willie Kwong? Willie, please.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. And I will present in Chinese for talking about some of the work carried out by Designing Hong Kong in the recent few days. So, we are talking about a central communication tunnel. 咁而家目前嚟講，路政署嘅建議其實我哋嚟講係反對嘅，因為佢其實剝削咗一個好大嘅公共空間。咁我哋睇而家圖上面啦，其實講緊就係我哋電腦模擬出嚟嘅效果啦。咁如果我哋喺IFC公眾平台，其實可以見到，其實我哋有好大嘅地方係會俾人遮蓋咗嘅，或者學署方所講啦，我哋其實只係可以向東望、向西望先可以真正睇到個剩低嘅維港嘅。咁但係相反啦，如果我哋用翻替代方案嘅話，咁其實我哋 市民係擁有一個更加大嘅公共空間，即係如果我哋相信公共空間或者對一個海濱嘅景觀係一個每一個市民都平等享有權利嘅話，咁可以見到其實呢一個方案係比處方方案更加適合嘅。咁或者如果我哋將一個處方嘅方案變成一個貨櫃場嘅比喻嚟睇嘅話，咁可能大家都去過啲成交地方，見到而家好多地方都講緊一啲貨櫃場好嚴重嘅問題。 包括阻礙景觀、生態等等。如果將變成貨櫃場嘅話，流線型嘅設計其實講緊1250個貨櫃，而個 box 型嗰個嘅設計講緊770個貨櫃。換言之，我哋係將緊一個貨櫃場，大家都唔想有嘅貨櫃場搬咗去我哋嘅香港一個非常之珍貴嘅海濱地帶啦。咁除此之外啦，污染同埋噪音嗰個亦都我哋好關注嘅問題嘅。 咁我哋以紅磡作為一個參考例子啊，我可以睇到而家其實如果我哋睇翻處方嘅方案，其實好大地方咧都係有紅色嘅，紅色表示一個甚高嘅水平啦。如果根據環保署嘅建議咧，其實講緊話唔適合心臟病或者呼吸人士做任何戶外活動。但係非常之諷刺咧，就係紅色嘅範圍嘅地方，好多地方都係講緊一啲 public open space， 一啲公共空間、一啲露天嘅空間。咁其實呢一個係咪構成咗一個非常之唔歡迎 市民使用嘅空間呢？噪音嗰個頭先已經講過啦。咁我哋如果我哋用翻處方嘅方案嘅時候，亦都係需要忍受一個非常之嘈吵嘅地方空間啦。 咁因此啦，咁其實我哋 Design in Hong Kong 喺早應該早一個月之前，其實做咗一次民間嘅諮詢。咁我哋喺短短大概十日嘅時間，已經收集到超過10,000位市民對於政府方案嘅反對意見，以及支持我哋嘅替代方案啦。圖片所顯示咧，右上左上角上面咧，全部都係一啲嘅市民嘅支持啦。咁有別於署方嘅諮詢報告，咁我哋希望係得到一個更加確實嘅資料，所以每一個投簽名嘅人都必須留低佢電郵啦，以及同埋電話嘅。咁而且亦都係得到咗好多唔同嘅媒體嘅報導，亦都反映到其實市民對於個設計方案係非常，尤其是個地點係非常之關注嘅。咁其實今日嚟講，因為我哋琴日都做咗一次嘅媒體諮詢，一次嘅媒體訪問啦。其實今日已經短短一日之間，已經超過咗五份報章有作出相關嘅報導啦。咁其實換言之啦，市民關注嘅除咗係設計之外，更加關注嘅係地點，究竟佢哋嘅空間有冇俾人剝削到呢？好簡單講講我哋嘅替代方案啦。咁我哋嘅替代方案希望搬去嘅地方，其實唔係屬於一個公共空間。換言之，嗰度其實而家暫時嚟講係一個綠化嘅地方啦，或者更加直接嚟講係一個冇人可以用到嘅空間。咁所以，如果我哋建設好之後，講翻譬如留翻一段時間嘅時候咧，其實佢已經係可以俾譬如適當綠化已經可以遮蓋到佢嘅影響啦。咁樣除此之外啦，呢一部分我就因為頭先朋友講咗啦，又包括我哋嘅所講嘅深度建設，其實講緊係13.6米啫，而並唔係署方所講嘅30米咯。咁如果我點樣理解13.6米嘅時候，咁可以睇翻呢個圖則啦。其實13.6米相比於中環灣仔腰道，其實係只不過佢嘅1/3嘅深度嚟嘅啫。所以想像中並不是想像中咁有難度嘅。咁而佢嘅建設嗰度其實都唔會影響到個中環灣仔腰道嘅通車時間，因為當中因為我哋個西部通風大樓其實只係佔其中成個項目一個小部分啦。咁所以其實我哋多達入5年時間去重新做罕面啊，甚至係建築嘅。如果5年時間，其實我哋講緊如果話用高鐵嚟做比喻啦，政府一直都希望高鐵可以喺2015年起好通車。咁如果5年時間可以起好高鐵嘅話，咁其實我哋相對嚟講一個蚊鼻同牛鼻嘅項目，點解會做唔到呢？係啦，咁其實最後啦，我哋已經都係嗰句啦，有超過10,000名有名有姓嘅市民講咗話想知政府重新考慮過一個地點啦。而且有趣嘅係，雖然我哋係相信大部分嘅市民佢哋真係會一人一票咁去填寫話佢哋鍾意設計一或者設計二，但必須要考慮嘅就係會唔會署方成日所講嘅6,000份嘅意見書入面有部分市民係唔小心一個人填咗多過一份呢？我哋好質疑呢一點。係啦，最後啦，我哋從此由始至終係相信享有一個有質素的公共空間是每個市民應有的權利的，所以大家去看看哪一個才是我們真正可以給到市民一個交代呢？是的，那剩下時間給Paul。
Yes, members, I now sit on the other side of the table, and I must declare a conflict of interest. I live in Clearwater Bay and I drive many times to Pok Fu Lam for many reasons, so the central ones I bypass will be a real welcome change to my travel pattern. So my interest is that it's completed as soon as possible, like everybody else in Hong Kong. When we worked on this project, our directions have been very clear that we wanted to make sure that whatever is being said and put forward to the public is realistic and is honest. And I make this statement specifically because the presentation you've just had by Highways Department lacks in credibility. If you just look at the layout of Site 1 and 2 public space, fails to show that the major connecting route with the IFC, where many people will walk, is just deleted from the plan. It doesn't show that that runs right by this ventilation shaft. And they specifically state in their presentation to you, it does not affect Site 1 and 2. So to me, and I make this point of credibility because the rest of the presentation then also becomes questionable. If they say that their plan is $1.8 billion and our plan is $17 million, who do you believe? Please look at the difference. It's apples and pears. Their proposal is as complex as possible, as difficult as possible. Now the question here is, in front of you, can we make an improvement? For 6 years, the Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee has met. We always meet these engineering constraints on the waterfront. We're always faced with these things as a given. Here there is an opportunity to make a change, to make it better. So why not? Why is it being made more difficult? Why do we say it can't be done? When we design the express rail, we can do everything to make it possible. Far more complicated than here. And I spare you the details of the complexities. And we can overcome them. And we overcome them with disregard of anything. And here, we make it to sound as difficult as possible. There is no willingness to make this improvement. This is exactly, Chairman, the issue that we've had here all the time. The willingness to do better. So why not? There is no cost in timing. This amendment is in the gazetted works area. You only have to make an adjustment to the building itself, not to the entire plan. You can continue the central run side by side. Construction is going to take you 8 years. You can well complete this within it. This is not a complicated thing. I mean, that's a ventilation shaft. I mean, a ventilation shaft is a fan. It's not a complicated thing. It's a tube with a fan attached to it. This is not complex stuff. This is simple stuff.
Paul, 1 minute.
Chairman, I just try to point out a few things. This plan for the Central Onsa Bypass was authorized in May 2009. The change to the waterfront to remove buildings 1 and 2 and to make it a public open space was authorized in May 2009. The change was announced by the chief executive in 2009, October. So we have to deal with a changing environment. One was decided, and then how is Highways going to respond to the change which has been agreed in later? How are you going to respond to a changing environment? Why do you stick to an old plan? And if Highways says that this started in 1987, it started in 1977, the Central Runside Bypass Plan. In terms of impact on infrastructure and on impact on the community, Chairman, I can only point out that we've put P2 in and refused to build the tunnel sections for the Northern Ireland line, and we're going to dig up P2, and we have absolutely disregard for the public when we make that decision. But here we certainly make it a big issue. So the same arguments where we have asked, can you put the tunnel sections in before you put in P2 because the public won't be disrupted? And the highway says, very difficult. And now we're using the argument the exactly opposite way. I ask the members, demand change, demand improvement. Clearly there's a benefit for everybody here. Remember how much we paid as a community for the public open space on the roof of IFC. Those were supposed to be three low-rise buildings. It was presented to the government that the community was given a public pen and game by the creation of a public accessible rooftop to overview, to look over the harbour. In return, we gave up Hong Kong's ridgeline. Hong Kong's ridgeline was allowed to be breached because we were given a public game, which was a public accessible rooftop with a view of the harbour. And now we're sticking a smokestack right in front of it. I ask you, does that make sense?
Paul, I think we got your point. Thank you. Can I now ask William Mackay from Four Seasons? I think you have some views as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'd like to say thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. And I'd also like to say thank you to the Highways Department, who did come and present their plans to us when the smokestack originally hadn't been beautified, if that's an appropriate word, to the extent that it has now. It has been mitigated somewhat. But frankly, it's somewhat subjective, I suppose. But I believe, and I think most reasonable people would think, frankly, it remains an eyesore. I'd like to talk about both direct impact to the Four Seasons and then longer-term issues. In terms of direct impact, frankly, if the alternative site for this smokestack is chosen, it will create more problems for us in the short term in terms of its location and in terms of its disruption. But I believe that trade-off is well worth making for the longer-term benefit of maintaining the quality of the public open spaces around the hotel and maintaining the appearance of the harbourfront and promoting the harbourfront as a world-class harbourfront. In terms of direct impact,
Many of our guests do use the public open space. They walk there. We have a pool deck up there where people, if you look at the weekends, many of our guests and local residents are up there at the weekends. We do Tai Chi up there, and I'm very concerned about the short-term impact in terms of noise level and particularly of pollution. But much more than short-term impact, I'm much more concerned about long-term impact. Four Seasons Place has some very high-profile international travelers living there, often in periods of months, if not years, who will now look out over what is now a green lawn, but is going to be an extremely unsightly ventilation shaft. I think these people are just going to ask themselves how on earth Hong Kong can think of itself as a world-class city, promoting a world-class harbourfront, when that kind of engineering is allowed to happen. If you think of other international cities in the world, Seattle, San Francisco, Sydney, Singapore, all these cities have really addressed the need to upgrade their harbour fronts and reverse the consequences of poor planning decisions made in the 60s and 70s. Many of these cities had highways running on the front of them that have been taken down. We seem to be going in the other direction. And I think in terms of promoting Hong Kong as a tourist destination, a world-class harbour front is integral to that. And we really need to ask ourselves whether our commitment to a world-class harbour front, to being Asia's world city, is PR, or is it a real commitment that we're making to ourselves? I think this ventilation shaft is symptomatic of a decision that we have to make about the future of Hong Kong. And I believe that we should at least investigate carefully the realities of whether this can or cannot be relocated, because we've got a lot to gain in the long term if it can be relocated. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And now I think the Pure Group, Mark Kinvig, if you would please, your views. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing us to speak as well. I'm not sure whether all of you know, but the Pure Group is one of the tenants in IFC. We operate a gym on the fourth floor and also a restaurant and bar on the podium level. So we're really here in our capacity as a tenant of IFC, but I think more so than that is our involvement in this project really came from a groundswell of our members and customers. We get through our facilities about 1,000 customers a day, be them gym users or people attending the bars and restaurant. And many of them work within IFC or in the surrounding adjacent buildings, or alternatively come via the ferries and live in Discovery Bay. So they're really the people that live and work in IFC. And we felt that sort of our involvement in this project really came from the swell of opinion that we were getting from our patrons. I think the view was that the public consultation process here had not been very extensive. In fact, we collected over 1,000 names within a very short period of time. But more so than that, a lot of the feedback was that people didn't really even know that the stack was going to be there. There hadn't been widespread consultation. But certainly the view overall was that people, 1,000 signatures in a very short period of time to us. We try and do lots of initiatives on various charitable events many other areas, and we just feel that that sort of gives us a very strong signal that what people are saying is that they need this to be reconsidered, and there hasn't been adequate consultation. I think also here, I mean, to my mind, I'm also a resident in Hong Kong, a long-term resident. So what we've heard here is a lot of consultants and engineering talk. And I think also what you have to, in terms of the cost-benefit analysis here, is you have to also realize that, you know, Hong Kong IFC is a very iconic building. The Star Ferry is an integral part of Hong Kong. And I think the government and various government departments, developers, operators like ourselves have worked so hard over a long period of time to make the IFC area what it is today. And in one fell swoop here, People will be coming in through the ferry piers, people will be coming to work every day and seeing this structure, which really doesn't do Hong Kong justice. So I think longer term, if you sort of, there's always great debates about whether people are gravitating to Singapore and can Hong Kong still maintain its competitiveness. I think that type of issue also needs to be addressed here, because longer term, this I think will have an impact on people working in the area that would really question whether Hong Kong is Asia's world city or whether that sort of is Singapore or somewhere else. So I think with one, actions speak louder than words, and I think where there's a will, there's a way. So I think here basically, people should reconsider. We felt as a company that it was important enough to get involved and write to the government and express our concerns, and we're really trying to put our hands up as an operator and also as a representative of IFC and say this really does need reconsideration. So thank you for allowing us to participate and speak this morning.
Thank you all for coming today. I think it's very helpful. Obviously, members will have views, and I'm sure there'll be a range of comments around the table, but I just want to go back to the Bureau and Highways Department, if I may, because in your initial presentation, you actually said the alternative is not feasible. Yet we have experts on the other side of the table, world-renowned engineers and experts, who are saying it is feasible. Now, the people around this table are not engineers, we're not technical people. I mean, are you still maintaining your position that the alternative is not feasible?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. May I ask, how much time do we have to do the explanation? So I would...
No, I think I want members... I think it's, in fairness to members, this is this is the task force. We have to come to a view.
Yes.
But I think we need to be clear on government's position. And I'm just asking you, if you would, to be very clear. Are you saying it's technically difficult, or you say it's technically not feasible?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. May I just have one quick response in terms of general comment English?
Fine,
and
okay.
I'll try to do the more detail in Chinese. I listened to the views of all of you just now, and we are already aware of them before we came here. I think all of us work together as part of Hong Kong to make Hong Kong a good city. And we wish to make the Central Wan Chai Bypass the best project as possible. We work with credibility here. We always tell facts that are known to us to be correct. We always present the full picture to members. So against this background, I think the crux of the issue here is whether we are working with the same set of basic facts and whether all factors have been taken into consideration. In terms of facts, when I try to go into the numbers or the details, I will point out the key major differences in terms of the facts that consultants, world-renowned ones, on your side of the table, why that is different from what we have here with our consultant taking information from public records, government records.
Be careful. I don't think we want to get bogged down in technical debate and technical arguments.
Sure. We will just point the key, and I hope that will be helpful to members in doing the in your discussion.
Thank you.
Another key issue is how much emphasis or due emphasis you put in an engineering work in the implementation of the proposal put forward by the IFC and your consultant. In terms of course, they have suggested a cost of 70 million. We have already also had sight of the basis that you work out the 70 million. I think a great chunk of the cost, which you might not have been taking into account from what we have seen from the breakdown, is the Yemen cost. Members will appreciate the detailed efforts that we have actually put in through our presentation just now. How we try to analyze in such great depth to see whether the proposal will actually work. But I'm afraid it doesn't. So, with that background, Mr. Chairman, I will try to explain, and also invite my colleagues here to explain the detailed technicality.
No. Sorry, I don't think we want to get into detailed technicality.
The key difference.
the key differences, then, all right?
The key difference.
No more than 5 minutes. No more than five.
5 minutes. Okay. 各位委员，头先咧，其实咧就住头先嗰四个团体咧，佢哋个介绍咧，其实咧都系佢哋有一啲数据咧，同我哋咧就系有唔同，而令至到咧佢去睇嗰个事情咧有一个偏差。佢哋第一个观点就系从嗰个从嗰个高度，然后引致到去对嗰个视觉嘅影响咧。其实佢哋有个基础咧，就系话佢哋嗰个高度，我哋嗰、那个嗰、那个通风合流咧，佢哋其实计数咧系31主水平基准高31嘅。但系其实咧，我哋要留意两点。第一咧，就系话我哋个最顶嗰个部分咧系28，然后咧其实我哋系一个斜上斜落嘅一个咁样嘅设计嚟嘅。因此其實呢，我們呢就不可以只是單從呢從這個那個數目呢去計，而我們剛才給大家看到呢那個現象呢，也都是看到我們確切依我們的數據去計那個視覺效果。但是有一點呢，我希望很重要去提出來，我們去看呢，就是我們看中環新海濱呢，我們不是單從一個商業大廈那裡去看出來，這個固然我們明白商業大廈也都是我們的市民的一部分，但是我們也都更加宏觀去看呢，就是說我那個中環新海濱那個影響。事實上我們呢就住我們的規劃，第一，中環新海濱呢，他們規劃上，因為我們是已經規劃了我們這個通風系統先的，而中環新海濱也都配合了我們這個東西呢，就是做他們的規劃。而因為我們的這個走線呢是不會去到那個一号、二号用地咧，因此唔会影响到佢。反之以国金佢哋嘅建议咧，因为佢要设合佢个通风嗰个系统咧，正正咧就会系经过咗佢嗰个一号、二号大楼呢个第一。第二，头先咧有好多位讲者咧，甚至喺譬如头先喺你哋嗰、那个video 嗰度咧，都有提及过。话其实咧移咗呢一个通风大楼去西面，你哋建议个地方咧，就系、是、will have no pollution to the environment， 意思即系话对个环境冇影响。其实正正我头先我嘅 consulting 已经向大家解释咗，正正就因为我哋要做嗰、那个这个通风嗰、那个额外嘅一啲隧道咧，系正正就系引起我哋个环境更加差。而我哋其實咧，喺我哋嘅規劃入邊咧，我哋就住環境嘅影響，我亦都解釋過，係咧得到係得到批准，係通過咗環評嘅。但係呢一個咧，唔等於咧，我哋就咁就我停咗喺度，因為其實咧，我哋政府嘅人員都係都係呢一個社會一部分，市民一部分。所以我們呢就再找機會呢，看看有沒有辦法我們可以在我們現有的基礎上，譬如在剛才你們都說了空氣方面做得更好。因此呢，其實呢我們預備呢，就是除了我們現有的這些空氣質素舒緩措施之外呢，我們希望呢我們都在做呢，就是以試驗性質呢引入一個最新的一個空氣淨化系統。大家如果有興趣，我們一會可以再解釋。但是呢，我們希望帶出來呢，就是有了我們這個新的加上去的系統呢，就會令到呢我們這個通風大樓對中環的空氣的質素呢的影響呢，是可以更加減到更低的。剛才大家有提過，就是說我們為什麼可以在東通風大樓做到個改善，而我在這裡做不到，有兩點。第一，中環東通風大樓咧，其實咧佢個地下嘅分布咧，或者佢地底嘅情況咧，同呢度好唔同。我嘅同事頭先亦都解釋過，我唔長談。因為而第二咧，亦都係佢哋，因為喺我哋較早前做我哋嘅諮詢入邊，佢哋有提出呢一個方法，我哋而家確切係揾到一個方法係做得到，咁我哋亦都可以配合到我哋嘅時間表，我哋就喺刊憲前咧，我哋可以將佢咧亦都納入。但係問題就係而家我哋，遑論我時間表的問題，而是這個這樣的建議根本是做不到的。剛才呢很多謝你們呢提出呢，就是你們是拿個法律意見，就是說其實呢在這個時間上基本上呢我的刊憲呢 係可以同我嘅其他嘅工程一起做，令至到我哋唔會咧有影響。但係其實咧，我哋咧好認真睇過呢個事情。咁其實咧係我哋計過咧，就算我哋將有一啲步驟工序係搭埋一起做咧，都係唔可能嘅。因為我哋講緊，如果我哋要將個通風大樓搬，流程係我哋要有個新嘅設計。跟住咧，不但只係淨係頭先 Mr. Simon 所講嗰一嚿嘢嘅設計，大家唔好忘記，其實呢一嚿嘢咧係影響到我成個隧道咧，成個通風系統，而係講緊第二咧，亦都係同我中環咧隧道出口咧，佢嘅地基咧係相輔相成嘅，因為我哋而家個通風大樓咧嗰、那個有好多嘅地底嘅設施，我哋係要喺地基嗰個層面咧已經要做到。咁我哋可以想象，頭先我哋除咗講嗰啲設計啊、要罕見啊各樣之外咧，我哋有個好重要嘅東西咧，就係第一，我哋因為我哋而家要改變嘅一啲工序咧，我喺憲報入面冇得到批准咧，較早前嘅批准係冇啦，我要重新罕見得到批准，我先至可以做嗰個部分嘅功夫。固然大家可以話，咁你咪起住其他嗰啲先，咁喺時間上可唔可以補救呢？我哋亦都認真確切係去睇過嘅，因為呢我哋講頭先，我同大家解釋有一部分嘅地基呢就住嗰通風大樓起喺我中區隧道呢嗰個出口嗰度嘅，咁呢因此呢我哋有一啲功夫呢工序呢一定要我個西通風大樓我個選址確定咗。
Can you draw your remarks to a close please？
咁基礎上就係話，頭先若果係大家所講你哋攞到嘅律法律意見咧，似乎咧同我哋實際實踐咧係唔同嘅。容許我講，只係最後一點，呢、這個我哋亦都係好緊張嘅一點咧，就係頭先在有多位就話你哋攞咗好多人嘅簽名，呢、這個我哋係尊重，我哋都係明白。但係我有三個提出，就係第一。其實咧，如果你哋簽名攞到翻嚟咧，佢哋支唔支持咧？其實有一個東西係好睇，你用一啲咩基礎去攞嗰啲簽名？我哋只係頭先我哋嘗試去解釋，都係話而家似乎但你哋所用嘅基礎，似乎可能唔係事情嘅真確。第二，就住我哋嘅諮詢，我哋確切較早前就住中環灣四繞道同埋佢有關嘅工程，其實已經係做咗好多諮詢，唔再提。第三就係話，我哋明白，就算呢啲人士係支持你個方案都好，但係實際情況係有關方案係唔可行嘅。因此，我哋雖然明白呢啲市民嘅訴求，我哋都理解，但係問題，我哋因為覺得擁咗我哋頭先解釋過嘅原因，我哋並不能支持有關嘅方案。多謝主席。
Thank you. All right. I think what I want to do now is to move into discussion, please. I want the members of the task force obviously to have a chance to discuss things. But just can I come back to the Bureau again, please?
Yes.
Just so we're very clear. You are still maintaining that it is not feasible. It's not just that it's more expensive, it's more difficult, and it'll take more time. You're actually saying it's not feasible. Just so that this task force is clear. It's a very categoric statement to say something is not feasible. It's very different to say it's more expensive, it's more difficult, it'll take more time. So I think we just need to be clear. You are adamant in your view that it's not feasible.
Mr. Chairman, I think we have listed out a list of issues that we have considered and that is not desirable or not feasible. In respect of the
alternative proposal. Big difference between not desirable, not feasible.
Yes, I'm coming to the
point. Can you pick your
language
carefully, please?
Yes. Can you show the slide? Just 1 second,
No, I don't think you need any more material. I just want you to assure the panel, the task force, that you are categoric in your view that the project is not feasible.
Okay. I think from the engineering perspective, adding all these factors together, we do not consider this a feasible proposal.
All right, thank you. All right. Members, let's move into discussion, and let's just remember, we are the champions for the harbour. One of the disappointing things, Bureau, just a note for the future, not a single mention of the harbour planning principles. Not a single mention. All about engineering, all about technical things, but this is a harbour-related committee. This is a task force which is driving the quality of the waterfront. Haven't mentioned the harbour planning principles once. Not even in your printed material.
Mr. Chairman, we...
Just put it away for the future. Next time, pick it up. It's very important that you respond to that particular aspect when you come into this particular
Mr.
group.
Chairman, we did make that reference, although I must admit we didn't elaborate enough, but we will do so in our future presentation.
Thank you. So, members, looking at it from Harbour Planning Principles' perspective, looking at it in terms of our role as the champion for the waterfront, and the community is looking to us to champion the best solutions on the waterfront. Can I have thoughts, reaction, responses, please? Thank you.
Alternative proposal 沒有解決一個很 fundamental 的問題，只是我覺得是 I don't want the devil in my next neighbor. 你將它搬走而已，你是沒有解決到那個全部基本問題，所以你放在哪個位置，在中環來講都不受歡迎。所以我覺得 alternative 在我們來講覺得是一個只是去爭拗的位置，是沒有去解決到問題。還有就是這張圖這個景是不存在的，當我們的隧道通了之後，這裡的隧道出口來的，所以這裡是 misleading， 我們不會有這個 green 的，這個 gone。 你看見到就是北大街那條隧道出口的情況，所以這個也不是一個真實的一個邊，反而個 alternative 給我的感覺，它佔用了我另外一塊陸地，這個地現在的 highway 的 proposal 在的位置呢，將來的 tunnel 頂是真的不是怎麼用得到的地方，是對 utilization of space 來說，位置地方來說是一個好的 utilization， 反而要去論一塊草地， 我們現在的草地可以很大發展，可以做很多陸地的地方，建了一個 venture building， 對我來說是不是一個可行的接受，這個是第二點。反而我以下幾點可能我着重要，希望政府部門能夠考慮，就是說他們現在的 proposal 怎麼可以美化。第一就是為什麼會這麼 bulky 呢？為什麼建這麼大的 building？ 因為今天我沒有文件看得到，究竟你裡面是什麼東西。相當大的，其他剛才反對方提出你說有1250個貨櫃，如果這個真的事實相當大的，現在你25米，我希望這方面是不是有機會能夠是優化你的設計，將它的 building 的 size 呢，或者將它，你現在就了個流線型之外，就將它不必要地誇大了，我寧願不要你的流線型，我要比較實質一點的 net 的 space， 我要空間，不要美觀咯。 你給我多些空間，等我看到多個 Harbour。還有一樣我覺得其實這個 building 的位置，其實另外一點好處就是剛才 Chairman 提醒我們，我們要顧個 Harbour。但其實老實說，這個位置現在的位置在這裡，唯一影響市民享受 Harbour 的只是郭金的居民的用戶，所有市民大眾用的是在海濱碼頭外面的長廊，所以反而其實這樣是對他沒有影響。 我現在唯一期望就是部門能夠將那個空氣污染除塵的地方能夠真的做得很好 scheme， 還有一件事 noise 那裡其實現時的風扇呢，其實我希望你都會引用 variable speed， 在夜晚交通流量少，你用 sensor control 的時候 speed 會降低，我很集中在黃昏的時候，如果交通夜晚之後不是那麼繁忙，你的風扇的速度可以減低，還有一件事就是因為那個 增純的出口本身其實路的車的車流，因為我們這條路我不知道 highway 你有沒有 restriction， 有沒有什麼重型車不用得， otherwise 你這條路本身的路的 traffic noise 都相當多的，所以一定要考慮路面的那個 noise absorption 那些怎樣減低路的 traffic noise， 所以不是通風大樓的風扇的 noise， road 的 traffic noise 是無可避免一定存在的。多謝 Chairman。Thank
you. Another member please. Becky. Thank you.
Thank you. I think as a relatively new member of this Harbourfront Commission, I would look at this issue from the Harbour Planning Guidelines. So I find under land use planning, infrastructure and utility installations, it says if this is inevitable due to operational reasons, they should be planned and designed in such a way that the impacts upon the harbourfront environment and the affected areas will be minimized during the construction, operation and maintenance. So in the work of the previous Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, the building of CWB has already been proven to be inevitable and beneficial to the Hong Kong society. So is this ventilation building inevitable and has measures been taken to minimize its impact? My answers are possibly yes. From a transport researcher's point of view, especially from tunnel safety's point of view, ventilation is really critical. It is very dangerous for cars to be traveling in a tunnel environment for an extended period of time, and CWB was planned in such a way that most of it will be in tunnels to minimize the impact on the harbourfront community environment. Therefore, this ventilation building seems to be critical given its current design. Should there be a fire, a ventilation building at the proposed site will definitely be the most effective. Running a half a kilometer air duct that flows below the ground 30 meters before going up will need a much larger ventilation system for the entire tunnel, not just for one building, that use up more energy and definitely generate more noise. Remember, the air ventilation has to be on 24 hours and not just in case of fire. And in case of fire, the long air duct will certainly not be as effective in saving light. So anyone familiar with the Channel Tunnel knows that people had to be taken to the hospital in case of tunnel fire were mainly due to suffering from smoke inhalation rather than the fire. Next, have measures been taken to minimize the impact? I think so, but I also want some more information. I'm less concerned about the visual aspects because the building is actually not tall. The building should be looked at from all angles, including from Kowloon side and not just from one building or one angle. But I'm more concerned about the air quality because people will be using sites 1 and 2 for active sports and for leisure activities. So from the IFC consultants, I'm not sure about the assumptions that they built in generating the simulation model that seems to be contradictory to highways. And for highways, it also seems that there will be mature air purification technology that could be used. So I hope, you know, highways can give us some more information on the air and the noise. Finally, I want to say against the relocation without a careful study of the real social and economic impacts. Now, firstly, the two-year delay of CWB will cost the society dearly, not only in terms of lost travel time, but also increased air pollution with vehicles stuck in traffic. Vehicles in congestions are the most polluting. Secondly, this will delay the time that people can enjoy Site 1 and Site 2. Lastly, should there be a relocation, I think the government and not any specific organization should have to do another community engagement exercise, especially for people living in Western District. Citizens should be given full information about the facts and be engaged should there be a further change. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Vincent?
Thank you. 多謝主席。 主席，我對這件事情我覺得是有少少失望的。為什麼這樣說呢？就是其實共建維港委員會在過去六年裡面，其實分別是做過幾個的城市設計研究，包括那個灣仔海濱的設計研究，以及中環，尤其是最近那個中環海濱的設計研究。城市設計研究，我自己在過去在共建維港委員會亦都是主持一個海濱計劃檢討委員會。很遺憾呢，我覺得今次這個 ventilation building 這個 issue 呢，是從來據我所知是冇在共建維港委員會入面呢，是去即係有一個討論。這個是很重要的，主席。 因為我哋共建維港委員會喺過去六年裡面呢，係對於海濱每一項建設呢都非常關注。我哋非常關注每一項建設呢係是否合乎由共建維港委員會早期制定嘅，相信呢度在座都同事都知道嗰個海濱規劃原則。嗰啲無論係渠務處嘅泵房啊，水務處嘅一啲嘅設施啊。 其實我哋喺過去，當局方係將呢啲個案上嚟嗰個我哋個小組討論嘅時候呢，其實委員都會俾好多嘅意見呢，而最後係可以有一啲良好嘅方法呢，係將佢嗰個設施呢係去改善。 我哋理解中环湾仔绕道咧系有一个迫切性，亦都系讲咗好耐吓。咁、啊、但系即系我哋好遗憾咧，就系话即系呢一个同中环湾仔绕道有关嘅设施咧，好奇怪，点解喺咁耐以嚟都系从来冇系上过即系共建维港委员会讨论，而去到今次拎上嚟嘅时候就话已经系冇嘢可以再做，一做咧就话要迟两年。我覺得呢個做法咧，係即係我自己好失望。點解？其實我而家都係，即係我覺得仍然係費解嘅，就係即係呢一個咁樣咁大嚿嘅 ventilation building。我想問翻大家，究竟喺上一次創造嘅中環海濱規劃嗰個城市設計研究？是有没有在那些图像上表达过出来呢？其实它离开 Site 1 Site 2是非常之接近的。那如果它那个设计其实是会影响到跟 Site 1 Site 2和周边的海滨的设计其实是有联系的。那倘若当时如果做这个中环海滨设计研究的时候是冇將呢個資料顯示出嚟咧，我相信亦都係對於上次嗰個設計研究咧係即係唔公道同埋有影響。主席，我覺得好正如你所講，即係我哋係即係呢個海濱事務委員會係即係為咗一個即係理想維港嘅環境同埋一個良好嘅城市設計咧。即我覺得咧，係即係嗰方係有必要咧，係去即係同我哋解釋一下，即係點？即係我哋最唔想見到嘅就係個海濱規劃咧係唔完整，係每一次都係逐啲資料咁樣拎出嚟咧，即係令到我哋咧係無從咧係去俾意見。咁而家兩方咧都俾咗一幅圖畫咧，就係話由嗰個公園。平台嗰個公共空間望出去個海濱嘅景觀，咁我就睇到係有啲差異嘅。咁我而家亦都冇辦法去證明咧，究竟呢個 podium four 呢一個望出去嗰個空間，究竟係即係誰對誰錯咧？咁你梗有一個人錯噶嘛，即係你兩個唔同嘅樣嚟嘅嚇。咁即係如何去讓我哋去有一啲真係實在嘅資料？去俾意見咧，主席，我希望即係局方同埋即係另外 alternative proposal 嘅倡議者都可以喺度作出澄清，多謝主席。
One more question, and then we'll go back to the bureau. Thank you.
多謝主席。就其實喺區議會咧，早前我哋都討論過呢個通風口，咁我自己。都是當時希望咧，呢個通風口能夠搬嚟嗰、那個即係國金前面，始終我覺得嗰個位置係一個即係唔係太理想嘅位置。咁但係咧，今日睇咗啲信息，睇咗啲資訊之後咧，我有啲同意林乾禮頭先講嘅講法，就算搬咗嗰、那個通風口，好似冇解決到嗰個實際嘅問題，就係即係噪音同空氣污染，仲有就係、是。即係會唔會？因為我頭先睇到一個信息嘅，可能仲會消耗咗更加多嘅能源，或者係即係製造咗更加多嘅污染出嚟。我好擔心咧，咁樣去做一個咁嘅決定咧，係對我哋唔公平嘅，因為我哋實在知嘅資訊太少。另外咧，我因為過往我亦比較少參與嗰個中環海濱嗰度，其實我都想了解清楚一個資訊，就係嚟緊嗰個國金前面有一個叫做文化空間啦，或者係一個平台啦，究竟係幾高，同呢個嘅通風口嗰個距離有幾大？因為事實上，如果呢個通風口能夠同嗰個平台去配合到，而嗰、那個即係嗰個。而家嘅通風口嘅上蓋能夠俾市民共同享用嘅話，係咪會更加多嘅空間呢？即係我工程我唔識，但係我覺得呢個概念係咪可以掉出嚟，大家再去考慮。仲有一個問題就係、是，而家個通風口個空間係咪真係冇得再縮呢？或者能唔能夠將佢嗰個體積再減細啲呢？ 事實上我同意今日係冇知呢個資訊究竟入面擺咗啲乜嘢，可唔可以再有縮細嘅空間？我覺得應該仲有縮細嘅空間，我自己覺得，我表達呢啲意見。
We'll have another round in a minute, but I think, to be fair, let's give the Bureau a chance to respond, and also, I think Arabs also were asked to help explain their study on on air pollution. Bureau, I think I jotted down here, building bulk is one issue, the issue of noise and air pollution, effect on people enjoying the waterfront, delay, potential delay, and particularly I think Vincent is owed a response. Why the delay in coming to the commission, and why hasn't this emerged before, if you like, as something that should be debated and discussed by the former HEC? And then finally, there was a question about using the roof of the ventilation building. Will people have access to it? Could it be used as public open space? Can you pick those up? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. 就住呢我哋嗰、那個關於空氣質素嗰、那個指標，我哋點解同對方嘅顧問有唔同呢？我一陣我可以請我個同事呢去解釋佢哋做佢計算個空氣質素嘅方法，同埋我哋嗰、那個、那個差異喺邊度。咁就住呢頭先吳先生呢所提及呢，就話我哋點解冇就住獨立呢一個項目嚟個當年嘅共建維港委員會呢？因為其實呢呢一個項目呢同我其他通風設備呢，我哋都係我哋中環灣仔繞道呢嘅建設項目嘅一部分嚟嘅。咁我哋嘅項目呢其實呢就喺係包括咗同呢一個灣仔發第二期發展呢，其實都係相輔相成。咁當年呢共建維港委員會呢佢就成立咗一個灣仔發展計劃第二期規劃工程檢討，有個咁嘅你哋有個咁樣嘅小組委員會嘅。咁我可能呢係因為佢係呢一個當年我哋嘅討論呢就唔係一個獨立邊一個通風大樓嘅位置呢啲相對微細嘅事情，而係我哋當時講緊就話嗰個成條走線應該點去，係咪應該填海呢啲大嘅事情，所以呢個事情呢就冇突顯到。咁呢就住我哋同呢一個規劃署呢嘅溝通，其實頭先好多位呢都有提過嘅，咁或者我容許我解釋。其實我哋就住通風大樓呢同埋一號二號用地呢，我哋一嘅設計啦，因為佢哋會有一個高架圓景平台同我哋嗰、那個通風口其實係即跟嘅。咁呢我哋兩個部門呢都係緊密合作，確保兩個設計呢係融合嘅。咁我亦都頭先聽咗有委員嘅意見，就話其實嗰兩個設計係咪可以再緊密啲，譬如可能喺位置上我哋係咪可以結合得更加好，我哋絕對樂意去同佢哋規劃署嘅同事繼續傾嘅。但係頭先主席你所講呢，喺我哋而家嗰個通風大樓個頂上面可唔可以做呢、這、一個俾公眾使用呢？呢、這個我哋恐怕就唔能夠，因為呢其實我哋講緊呢係一個隧道範圍。咁我哋隧道範圍呢為咗呢一個安全嘅原則呢，我哋隧道範圍都有個我哋叫做 protection zone 嘅，我哋一個保護嘅一個地方呢就唔能夠隨便入到去嘅。因此呢為咗公眾嘅安全呢，我哋就唔會預備呢開咗個大樓。但係喺同一號二號平台配合嗰度，我哋會努力做。咁就住頭先有委員建議就話，我哋其實呢喺呢一個空氣質素上面會唔會做得好啲？呢一個我哋都係香港嘅一份子，我哋一定會繼續努力。所以我頭先喺回應團體嘅建議嘅時候，我哋都有提出呢，我哋係會繼續去研究，我哋已經係積極做緊，就話我哋會有一個優化嘅空氣淨系統。咁我陣可以我同事再解一解。咁最後一點就係頭先委員呢有問過，就係話我哋呢份嘅 slide 嗰個 photo montage 合成影照片呢，其實係唔係真係個反映正事實呢？咁因為其實我哋都好着重我哋嘅圖片呢係咪真確，咁因此呢我哋都同我哋規劃處嘅同事呢了解過，大家比對過，佢哋都覺得我哋咁樣即係咁樣 個照片咧，都係同佢哋從規劃上咧嗰個 impression 咧，亦都一樣，係適當嘅，亦都同佢哋嘅資料係吻合嘅。咁或者請我路政署嘅同事咧，少少補充關於個空氣質素嗰個測量。
多謝主席，多謝各位委員俾我機會解釋一下，就係嗰個空氣質素嗰個嘅情況。我哋正係見到咧，就係IFC 佢哋嘅顧問咧，就提出嚟嗰啲嘅數據咧，就似乎同我哋咧就唔係好一致。咁其實係基於咧我相信咧係基於咧佢哋對我哋嗰個設計咧嗰個掌握咧係有一啲嘅落差。喺我哋嚟講咧，我哋嗰個設計咧，我哋嘅通風嘅系統咧，個排氣嘅方式咧，就係以一個高空向上高速將空氣排放，然之後咧就讓咧就空氣嚟稀釋。咁所以咧，我哋得到個結果咧，就係我哋喺整個大樓周圍嘅地方咧，其實都符合，基本上包括曬所有嘅那個 landscape deck 上面嘅任何一個地方咧，都符合到目前嗰個嘅空氣質素要求。咁另外咧，就有委員都想知道，我哋將會引進嘅最新嘅科技嚟到一個空氣嘅淨化系統，到底我哋係會做到啲乜嘢咧？咁嗱，呢個空氣嘅淨化系統咧，就現在咧喺一啲嘅先進嘅國家，譬如話日本啊，或者啲歐洲嘅國家咧，就已經就係用緊嘅。咁我哋咧喺過去其實一段嘅時間，其實喺過去一年咧，即係我哋都已經係研究到底是否能夠引進呢一啲嘅系統。咁現在我哋其實係已經去到個階段咧，我哋係去到最後階段，我哋會係引進作為一個嘅試驗喺我哋呢個嘅中環嘅繞道。嗱，呢個系統所做到嘅咧，佢就能夠將排出嚟嘅空氣嘅懸浮粒子嘅80%係濾除，另外咧亦都會將二氧化氮嘅80%咧亦都濾除。懸浮粒子同埋二氧化氮咧就係汽車排放當中主要嘅污染物。咁如果喺外國嘅經驗咧，經過咗呢一個嘅淨化呢個過程之後咧，排出嚟嘅空氣咧，嗰個嘅情況咧，就其實同一般出面嘅空氣冇咩大嘅分別。咁所以咧，我哋期望就係用一個長遠嘅解決喺中環嘅空氣質素問題嘅方法。呢一個嘅淨化系統不但係會解決到喺我哋嗰個出入口附近，即係嗰個空氣質素，因為呢個咧排放咧就最終其實都係喺香港其他嘅範圍，所以我哋只能夠咧將佢濾除，先正係一個長遠改善空氣質素嘅方法。多謝主席。
Thank you. Could I have a quick response from Arabs? I think your methodology, if you like, was being challenged.
Chairman, as a team, we have a number of issues we'd like to respond to.
Sorry, I am asking Arabs for their response.
Yes, but I'm pointing out as a team, we have a point of issues that we'd like to respond to.
You'll have your chance, but let's let Arabs have a go first, please.
I can make very quick response. First of all, the IFC team is actually making use of what I call the world's most advanced methodology in terms of trying to ascertain the pollution dispersion, meaning it is a flow field model. Actually, the reader can actually read or find out the exact pollution dispersion within the neighborhood, as opposed to the methodology in the EIA ordinance. The reason being, we find these new methodology could enable us to have a more detailed understanding of how the exhaust distribution around the neighborhood. I would add to that, this is a methodology, similar methodology being used by the planning department in their understanding of the air ventilation assessment and so on. Right. So these, as opposed to the conventional results, would enable us to have a much detailed understanding of the pollution dispersion in the neighborhood. So the pictures here actually tells the red spot and we how the pollution are actually built up. As far as I understand, in the 2001 EIA, the simulation there were done without the presence of the IFC, I mean the building itself. But what this CFD methodology can help us to understand, because of an object there, pollutant actually get built up and fall down onto the, for example, pedestrian level and so on. So therefore, we choose this particular methodology to give us a more comprehensive understanding of the real situation. That's one response. Second response is, in terms of our energy power consumption, as a result of this alternative routing of about 300 meter. My view is the size of the duct is basically designed as if it's a tunnel ventilation duct. Is that running at a low air speed, as also represented in the ductwork layout shown. My view is it won't cost more than $1,500 additional money per day to run this. So I couldn't understand the additional 20% power consumption, where this is coming from. And another point I'd like to put across is, the highway department suggests the electrostatic precipitator as an additional measure to clean the air. Yes, I think this is being adopted in some other advanced economy. It will be quite effective. But the result of this is there will be a tremendous power consumption increase as a result of this additional equipment. So I think we need to understand, if we do it in a conventional way without this electrostatic precipitator, the additional cost of the power running extra 300 meter will be roughly less than $1,500 per day because of a low airspeed, and it is just a marginal static pressure required from the already designed tunnel ventilation fan. So, but on the other hand, if we choose to use others, which I reckon would be a good alternative to clean the air before it getting discharged to ambient, the knock-on effect of that is there will be a tremendous increase in the power consumption.
Thank you. Thank you. Members who haven't spoken so far, Andrew? Paul, I'll come back to you, don't worry.
Thank you, Chairman. A couple of questions and then a couple of comments. The exclusion zone around the highways site as is proposed at this point in time has not been presented to us, and of course I think the sites 1 and 2 have emerged, as we've heard, since the approval of the EIA and since the approval by the CEA and Council in May 2009. I'd like to see where the exclusion zone is around the vent building and the impact of that on sites 1 and 2. I'd also be very interested to know, and of course we would welcome the use of electrostatic precipitation as an air purification system if it's going to achieve an 80% reduction, but what effect will that have on the design? Does that mean that the building gets more bulky? And if so, what's the impact of that bulk visually on the site? We have not yet considered that. I mean, it sounds good in principle, but in practice, what are the ramifications of it? I think that requires a second look-see at this particular site. I mean, I'm compelled by the idea of separating source from receptor. Simple environmental model is source, pathway, receptor. Source of pollution, short pathway to the receptor, big environmental issue. So that source, pathway, receptor model is something that environmentalists always hanker on. You know, where is the source of pollution, where is the receptor, and what is the pathway to get to them? The source, pathway, receptor model here is very evident, very immediate,
it's proximate. And if we use the title of one of the other vent shaft buildings, the juxtaposition, I would say this was very wrongly juxtaposed. So I think we really do need to look very carefully at this proximity of these two sites. The other site doesn't completely absolve the air pollution issue, but if we're going to go for best practice, which I think we should, I think irrespective of which site is selected, we should go for the air purification system. I think with the coming tightening of the air quality objectives and only more stringent expectations on air quality, that we've got to go for the highest standards. And again, we've heard this world class mantra mentioned many times, and I think these are issues which should be addressed. The technical feasibility, I still haven't heard anything yet which really sounds like this. The alternatives are not technically feasible. There's difficulties. I appreciate that there's uncertainty over potential delays, but that yet is not proven to be untechnically feasible. So on the safety issue, I think the starting statement from the administration was safety and technical. I haven't actually heard what the safety issue is yet, or what the specific technical issue, and I still think we do need to hear those. Mitigation measures were no doubt stated in the EIA report, and I'd like to see what the specific mitigation measures were, and if other studies were required to be undertaken, should significant things change. And I think the arrival of sites 1 and 2 makes for a significant change in the context of this vent shaft building. So thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Please.
I think what we're talking about impacts here, since this is about a major infrastructure development, and it's a pity that the impact have not been highlighted earlier in the design, but I think that for major infrastructure developments, we cannot expect there is entirely no impact. It's just a matter of fact and degree. And about impact, normally we talk about visual impact, noise impact, or air quality impact. And when it comes to a proposal of entirely removing something, then it needs a scientific justification. We can't simply pretend that we can take the thing away from the site or hide everything under the ground. So these things should have been brought up earlier, then we can have a better idea earlier and to find a mitigation measure as far as possible. But even after taking mitigation measures, there is likely to be a residual impact. So what can be done is to try to mitigate the impact as far as practicable. So in assessing the various alternative proposal and the original proposal, I think we should be objective. By looking at the so-called visual impact, we have to consider whether the angle, the distance from the object, and the number of viewers being affected. And for noise, we have to actually take measurements and be scientific about the machine being used and whether that noise that we were given to hear through the computer, whether that is the real noise, from what distance we are taking that measurement. So normally the impacts, all these three things, noise, visual, and air pollution, the impact could possibly be mitigated through distance. But this is something that we are often lacking, because for obvious reasons, we are very densely packed in Hong Kong, so distance is a premium. So the alternative of having distance is to have something to show the thing, the impact from something else, or put it away to some other place. So, but we have to be realistic, right? So in assessing whether the alternative is also feasible and whether it will create some other problem, sometimes we tend to solve one problem, but we may possibly create another problem. So I think in making a decision, we have to be objective. You may say that what I'm saying is trying to be academic and giving people a lecture, but I think this is reality. And these things are not going against Harbour principles.
Thank you. Thank you. Please. Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also share some of the views that expressed by some of the members here. I'm a bit disappointed to deal with all these individual utility buildings after 6 years of work in the previous HEC. Imagine if we have to deal with this kind of individual building in the West Kowloon Cultural District, it will be a disaster, right? So I think there's one very important thing lacking here is a comprehensive landscape vision after so-called a framework, okay? So in that case, we can really tell the whole picture. Because right now, from all these proposals, nobody has a clue, what the central waterfront is going to look like. Even some of the members asking, what about the landscape deck, how tall it is, how can it, it's nothing here. And then we focusing on discussing, how to decorate, the ventilation building, right? So just speaking from a landscape architect's point of view, we really should take a look of the whole central waterfront. And then we can address, how should we deal with the ventilation building that can satisfy a lot of people's requirement. Even from IFC, if you can integrate, the ventilation building organically into the overall landscape plan, it can become like a landscape features. If you don't allow people get access to it, can it become like a video wall or something, that adds some vibrancy to the waterfront, or this kind of different innovative ideas. I'm sorry, that I cannot see this kind of design input has been put in order to benefit everybody in the waterfront, even IFC. If there is some better alternative design, that can help IFC customers. I think it's a lot of different approach you can use here. But right now, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I'm very disappointed that nothing concrete or solid, from what we have done it before. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Please.
主席，我咁聽咗兩方面講咁多嘅一啲技術性啊，或者一啲所謂視覺性嘅一啲咁嘅即係。解釋呢，其實我想我們在今早這個時間一兩個鐘裡面呢，根本就沒有可能去考究到哪一方面是技術性可行啲，或者是可不可行啊，或者是視覺上哪一樣東西好處。但我想其實即係我想最主要就是一個問題，就話其實現在我相信就話在很多這些咁嘅技術性的問題上面呢，即係我諗，頭先好多委員都講過呢，就咁遲先拎出來講呢，其實呢我們面對咗一個問題，就話個代價嘅問題。即係代價問題咧，即係我諗喺即係總括講一講咧，就話如果我哋而家先去擺一個完全新嘅方案出嚟咧，我相信我哋唔會喺一朝兩日去講到話得又唔得，同埋代價幾多。咁即係變咗係唔係呢一樣嘢係我哋即係作為一個負責嘅一個即係社會嘅一個分子咧，其實我哋係咪應該將一樣嘢都係實質啲睇睇咧？就話咧喺個平衡方面咧，係咪可以喺現時這個這方案呢可以有優化。我相信呢在現在這個優化這個方案呢，其實呢我覺得在不即歸納來講就是兩件事，一件事就是那個即 environmental， 另外一個視覺。我想剛才很多委員都講了視覺上來講呢，我相信其實很多人可以做到的。但是呢就說呢技術上來講是不是凌駕了這個這樣的設計來講是可以不可以將它做一個體積細啲啊、高度矮啲啊嘅情況咧，咁同埋仲有一樣嘢就係話，我諗其實我好希望即係政府部門裏面咧，就係話將呢一啲咁嘅所謂 utility building 或者 infrastructure project 咧，就係唔好講一個獨立嘅一個 project 考慮，即係我諗到我都懷疑就話，其實喺隔離西 one 西 two， 其實我諗係咪要將呢個咁嘅 ventilation building 咧，就係作為一個完全一個唔可以 accessible。即係我頭先我聽即係 Bill 講，其實即係唔係可以 accessible 嘅，係咪真係唔可行咧？咁樣其實長遠嚟講，我覺得呢個咁嘅所謂 ventilation building 係咪可以將來同個西温同西珠嘅設計個規劃，從一個整體嘅考慮，即係先我諗阿 Patrick 都講就話，其實呢樣嘢我覺得即係永遠都即係唔可能話大家初學看界揾得咁清楚。咁其實如果我哋將呢樣嘢咧喺個設計上嚟講咧，統一去處理，我相信在視覺在 public open space 在公眾空間這件事是可以改善的。唯一一件事我不夠膽去在現在這個
即係佢解決就話個空氣質素嗰樣嘢咧，其實我諗等咁多專家講出嚟咧，即係我覺得，即係我諗喺今時今日，我就唔可以講到話，即係我覺得應唔應該搬。但係咧，當然如果呢個咁嘅即係排風口啦，我諗咧就頭先講咧就話排風口同埋個通風。大樓呢其實似乎是兩樣東西的，如果排風口可以遠離少少一個、公共空間呢，我相信呢必定有好處，但我想技術性是否可能呢，即這樣東西就交給政府部門 去考慮，因為其實看來說就是北角這個這樣的你們的設計來說排風口和那個 ventilation building 呢都是分開的，我相信其實我很期望政府部門呢在這方面呢真真正正研究一下就是怎樣去，即係起碼嚟講咧，就算我哋有結論就話唔喐呢一個咁嘅位置咧，我哋個設計同埋啲排風口嗰樣嘢咧，係唔可以即係有更加大嘅空間改善。
Thank you. Any other members, please? Thank you.
我基本上咧就 share 即係我哋啲委員嘅睇法啦。In particular, I think Vincent, 我諗嘅 view 我特別係欣賞。因為我們過往做那麼久的事情，似乎好像突然間彈球出來這樣說，那似乎政府現在很認真做海濱那個諮詢這樣說，似乎好像又沒有即比想象中大，即如果是小一點這樣，當然我們覺得、可以這樣說算了這樣 說，但是事實上走出來這些事情就比我即看到 的以往的 impressions、就似乎即都幾大嚿啦，雖然我相信啦，就政府部門都盡量希望做靚佢嘅，咁就係仲有冇空間再令佢細啲咧？咁講啦，咁我諗即係政府都要再去積極諗一諗呢樣嘢。咁又當然啦，翻轉頭其實都係兩三個 point 啫，就是、visual impact of the building 上咁講。第二就係嗰、那個即係 pollution 上咁講。咁我見到呢張嘢都幾好嘅，好即係我要讚賞啊，即係 Eric 做啦。其實政府都可以，其實係政府話俾我哋聽，佢知道曬即係啲反對者嘅意見。其實我覺得應該佢要 present 翻俾我哋睇。喂，你係咁講啫，我做到差唔多嘢啦，咁樣講，咁從而俾我哋更多資訊去即係作出一個較好嘅決定。咁air pollution 係重要嘅，即係因為 otherwise 係周邊個所謂 landscape dead 啦，咁樣講啦，山林密近咁樣咧，咁即係當然未至係咁啦，但係就都係唔係一個好，即係如果將來就有咁嘅現象啦。咁當然我哋 based on very limited information 咧，就即係好難 make 任何嘅 comment 或者 judgement 啦，按嗰個 design 啦咁講。咁我哋都要 rely on 政府真係係咪可以做得好？好嘅意思唔係淨係合乎法例啊，即係我希望，即係法例其實好高，即係其實個要求係好低嘅。我睇咗張 slide 啊，唔知邊個 present 啦，就呢、是、個 DBA 63嘅69，其實係嘈嘅，即係放講笑咁樣啊！你 expect 對面嗰個 landscape deck 咧，有人夜晚去即係用啦，甚至話拍拖啦咁講，69個 DBA 咧。就真係起碼我唔係好想去啦，即係你要諗一諗，即係點樣可以即係盡量做到一樣嘢，教真係一個 lecture 嘛。
Any other members, please?
Thank you, Chairman. I think that after listening to everyone's comment, I think that the one thing we have in common is that we all care about the harbourfront and this particular project. From my point of view, I think that I just look at it in five factors. I think that number one is the cost.The visual corridor pollution, the traffic congestion, and the safety aspect of things. I think that looking at the cost, I think various parties have put in the two alternative sites. In terms of cost, yes, if you put it in the alternative site, I think that it could be more expensive in terms of separating two buildings together. But at the same time, you'll save in terms of the land value for the site one and two.But in terms of cost in Hong Kong, we have a unique situation because Hong Kong land is very scarce in Hong Kong. So we also have to consider the point of view that do we really need to use two pieces of land for one project? And at the same time, I think we all ask the question that the rooftop, is it usable? From my sense of listening to the presentation today, the rooftop of the ventilation building is not usable or it's not accessible.And for our point of view, is that we are considering for the harbourfront and at the same time the public's accessible from the central to the waterfront. so we have to consider that. Secondly, in terms of visual corridor, I think we all agree that if we put it with the exit of the tunnel, there is going to be a block from the IFC deck, which many people use, is the public use. But at the same time, I think that it doesn't. The characteristics of Hong Kong is that the uniqueness of the harbourfront is that it's up and down. And at the same time, I think the visual corridor is a trade-off, because when we look at all factors, and wherever you put it, there is going to be a block, but it's considering from different angles and different usage. Thirdly, I think in terms of pollution, we consider from the noise and air. In terms of pollution, I think that I admit that it doesn't actually, because we're considering a Hong Kong harbourfront point of view, wherever you put it, there's going to be pollution. But at the same time, how much would it affect the surroundings is what we're considering. If we put in the original proposed site of the bureau, I think that it will have more noise and air pollution directly affecting public uses, because there's going to be more traffic, as we mentioned in the presentation, because of the footbridges. But at the same time, again, the trade-offs. And fourthly, the traffic congestion. I don't think we need to argue on this point. We all identify that now Central is very congested and there's a need for this, and the government's already said that there is going to be a tunnel here. And fifthly, the safety aspect. This is where I want the bureau to maybe elaborate a little bit more, because to me, also safety aspect is the most important point as well, because this is affect the lives of people and livelihood of people. So maybe perhaps after this, the bureau can explain a little bit more of the two options and which is the safer option in terms of usage for the tunnel. So in conclusion, I don't think there's a perfect solution, but at the same time, I think that we're all trying to discuss, look for the best option for this particular project, and actually considering the priorities in terms of the five listed factors from the angle of Hong Kong's harbourfront point of view. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other member? All right. Could I ask Bureau to respond, but respond fairly succinctly, please, and then I'll come to the proponents and on my left and let them have a say too, please. Bureau first.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick point from Bureau and a few minor technical clarifications from the technical experts. I'm very glad that, and in fact, I agree with member suggestions that we should work closely with the site one and two developers, and also the other entities in the vicinity of our project. In fact, we have been doing so with the planning department. We have been working with them hand in glove to ensure that the design of our ventilation building and the landscape deck in site one and two would facilitate harmony. And in fact, in this picture, annex to this photo montage that we have prepared and annexed to our paper presented to members, it's actually the cooperation of the two departments from the information that we have got in terms of their site one and two planning and our WVB current design, and how we try to make the whole thing blend together. We would be most happy to work with other parties, including the ISC, if they are willing to do so, so that we could ensure that the whole vicinity will look in more harmony with our ventilation building. As regards the other technical points, I would just ask my colleagues to have some quick response. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, 主席，或者我簡單啲嚟到講一講個空氣嗰個問題。 有委員提到有一個叫做 exclusive 或 exclusion zone， 咁呢個咧我稍微解釋就係有啲嘅，譬如話空氣嗰個質素超標嘅範圍，咁咧就係唔會俾將來咧啲人入去嘅。咁呢一張嘅圖咧就標示咗呢一個嘅 exclusion zone， 咁大家見到咧就係有一個細細嘅圈，咁呢個細嘅圈咧。 就係喺將來我哋中環灣仔繞道嘅路面上面嘅，咁呢度係根本係唔會有人行近去嘅。換句話嚟講，喺我哋將來中環一帶，包括個園景平台，所有嘅地方空氣質素都係符合標準。咁另外咧，關於安全性嘅問題咧。 我就請我哋嘅顧問公司做一啲嘅解釋。
主席，就我頭先剛才亦都解釋過啦，即係話如果係要 連接呢、這個迴旋處同埋呢個中環灣仔繞道嘅隧道咧，我哋要去興建兩條好深好窄嘅隧道嘅。咁呢兩隧道咧係非常窄。咁當我哋建造嘅時候咧，我哋會有好多建造上嘅明朗嘅因素啦，或者個風險嘅。例如啲水啲水會湧入嚟啦，咁啲工人做喺個好窄嘅範圍裏面空間裏面做嘢，佢哋係如果突然有意外，佢哋點樣我哋點樣去救佢哋咧？咁另外咧就話係本身喺嗰個迴旋處嗰個面積係唔足夠，令到係可以安置一啲同安全相關嘅設施，例如走火通道啊，呢啲消防嘅設施。咁就變咗我哋喺基於呢個咁嘅睇法咧。我哋亦都係覺得係安全係一個好大嘅問題嘅，亦都而家喺呢個圖上面我哋睇到咧，就顯示咗咧，就話我哋由於呢個西面通風大樓嗰個機嗰個風扇嗰個噪音，我哋做咗個評估，我哋可以睇到咧喺附近喺呢個園景平台上面嘅一啲位置咧。其實最高嗰點嗰個 noise level 咧，那個噪音嗰個水平咧，去到48個 dBA 嘅啫。咁呢個就係我哋最新做嘅一個分析嚟嘅。
主席或者容許我補充一少少資料。咁其實喺中環新海濱嘅研究裏面咧，我哋做嗰個實體模型裏面都顯示咗有一個係 west ventilation building 係喺我實體模型有顯示，而喺我哋嘅master layout plan 啦，以至喺 site construction plan 咧，其實都有顯示翻個位置係會係喺嗰個一二號用地旁邊呢個位置。咁只不過咧就當時咧就未有一個好詳細嘅設計。咁當路政署而家做咗詳細設計之後，就可以變咗提交俾各位係考慮。咁而事實上，我哋兩個部門都係緊密合作，希望務求令到成個新海濱嗰個嘅城市設計咧，都係可以係履行到我哋最初個規劃同埋個設計嘅概念。
主席，或者容許我再補充少少，就因為有委員咧，就正話都提出，有多位嘅委員提出咧，就關注我哋將來個通風大樓嗰個設計。能否呢我哋再進一步呢就縮細嗰個嘅體積，同埋同周圍嘅環境嚟到配合。咁我哋呢就明白，即係呢一個係一個好重要嘅設施，同埋係好重要嘅位置。所以呢我哋一定會返去呢就同我哋嘅顧問公司再繼續研究，同埋其他相關嘅部門嚟到再深入嚟到探討是否咧，我哋係可以喺嗰、那個兩個不同嘅工程項目個設計上邊，係咪做一啲嘅更加好嘅融合？同埋我哋係會盡量將嗰、那個通風大樓嘅體積咧係會縮細。多謝主席。
Right, David, I think you had your hand up, and we'll work down to you, Paul. Thank you.
Yes, Sorry. I'd just like to respond quickly, Mr. Chairman, to a few of the points. The first point, actually, on the building height. It is a massive building. You know, the image that's shown there is actually quite deceiving, in fact. The building is at plus 24 metres. The landscape deck is at plus 13. It's 11 metres higher than the landscape deck. It's 50 metres, over 50 metres wide, and it's 30 meters, 50 meters long, 30 meters wide. That's the box scheme. The roof scheme, the streamlined roof is even bigger than that. It's 100 meters long. So it has a massive impact on the views of the harbour from the public open space, not just from the wealthy people in IFC, but from the public open space on the rooftop of IFC. That's public. On the pollution issue, pollution, obviously if you move the building away from where the people are, there'll be a massive improvement in the air quality on the public open space, on the landscape deck, and on the existing public open space. So the alternative scheme is located where there are very few people. Where the government want to locate it at the moment, there'll be 100,000 people a day going towards the waterfront. There's a massive number of people going to be affected by this. And secondly, the EIA was done back in 2001. In 2001, there was no IFC. There was no footbridge going to the waterfront. There was no landscape deck proposed by the government. That was only proposed at the end of last year. not just by the government, but by the Secretary for Development and the Chief Secretary himself. And the other point I want to make on that is the East Ventilation Building. Now, the East Ventilation Building, it was only because people objected down there that the exhaust building was moved way away from the tunnel, about 200 metres. So, you know, it can be done. It was done down there. And there was no question of safety and all of these issues. Now, the last point I want to make is actually on the technical feasibility. There is no need to put the tunnel at 30 metres depth. That's ridiculous. We have presented a scheme with all of the technical consultants, including Arab, who did the Hong Kong station. They are very renowned engineers. They designed the Hong Kong station, and they designed the obstructions to this tunnel, the cooling water pipe tunnel. Now, they have come up with a scheme which is only 13 metres deep maximum, and it's simple cut-and-cover construction. It's used all over Hong Kong. We built many things much more complicated than this, and in fact, the central Wan Chai bypass itself is up to 30 metres deep. It requires a lot of very complicated construction. This is, you know, with respect, this is easy compared to that. Also, on the waterfront, we have a tramway reserve, which is 10 metres wide, which is no longer needed. We can carry out the necessary traffic diversions and so on while we're building the tunnel from the surface. There are no safety issues involved here. This is very straightforward cut-and-cover construction techniques that are widely used in Hong Kong. And in terms of the safety of the tunnel, of course, the alternative scheme and the existing scheme, there's no difference. There's no difference. All of the safety measures will be met with both proposals. So it upsets me a little bit because this whole technical team first started this exercise at the end of last year. We had technical meetings, we had technical reports being submitted to the other side. Nobody came back to me and told me at any time until very recently that the proposal that Arab had was not technically feasible. And no one said exactly why it's not technically feasible either. So I think maybe I can just leave it there, but I see no problem with the technical feasibility, and I see no problem with safety.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Paul, you've been very patient.
Yeah, I'd hope to reply to a few of the points made so that the members could consider that before deliberations close on this point, but maybe in closing I can make some points. If I can ask for a change of this to my screen. I think the very first fundamental question that we have to ask members of this task force is, all matters equal, which location would you prefer? And if you look at these two pictures, I mean, Becky, Mr. Lam, which location would you prefer just looking at this location, at these pictures? Look at where the public is going to be. I know. Sorry?
Both schemes will affect the public. You look at the other side.
Paul, don't provoke a debate, please.
No. But
just make,
I think your points.
Just make your points.
The point is we'll deliberate.
and
the point is very clearly that if you look at those two circles, you can see the density of the public that will be within those two circles. I mean, it's obvious if we just look at this. So, to me, the question to you is, to the task force is which location would you prefer, all matters equal? The second thing is, in matters of process, how would you go on from here? I'm sure that on this side of the table, everybody will be very prepared to do whatever it takes, and what has already been done is a demonstration that they will do whatever it takes to work out the details with you. But as David just showed, for half a year, submissions have been made, comments have been made, proposals, comments have been made, and there's been no feedback. So how can we work together on making this forward and put forward to this task force two options for you to choose from, which address all the details? safety is an issue, as Becky mentioned. Sure, safety is an issue, and it's a technical issue. And when we choose for the express rail to go underground versus above ground, safety was a big issue. And safety is a much bigger issue when we stick it underground for that length and above ground. But we did it. So safety is a relative issue. So we ask this task force, can we please put forward to you a well worked out proposal where the other two worked out together with the two alternative schemes are worked out in detail. Because let me put forward to you the air purification system proposed now at the last minute in response to our pressure, because it was not in the plan originally, Chairman. This air purification has only been offered in the last few days as Highways Department has gone around the various members to suggest that they can do this. The air purification system takes space. The air purification space makes the building bigger, more noise and more energy. In the current location, I cannot get that space by going wider because of the roads and the footpath. I cannot go deeper because the tunnel is below this building. So if I need more space, I have to go higher to get that extra space. Whereas in the alternative location, I can go deep. So I can create that space for the air purification system, which various members would love to see, because it's just been offered and they'd like to hear that air pollution reduction, and they may be waiting to pay the energy cost for it, although they don't know yet what the energy cost is. I can achieve that in the alternative location without increasing the height. I also like to respond to Ms. Liu briefly. The basis for the public consultation conducted by Design in Hong Kong, we have shown your pictures. We included your pictures in all our materials. We showed the public exactly what the government proposed, but you didn't. You did not, in your materials, show the alternative location. You only asked people to choose between a streamline and a box option. You didn't tell them the height. You didn't tell them the impact of the choice. 90% of the people have supported the streamline option on that basis. Of course it looks better. That picture looks better. Everybody chooses for it. There is no person you can ask this to pick and say, want the ugly box, you want the streamline. Of course you pick the streamline. So, again, in terms of have we done our best to be as fair as possible to both the existing options and the alternative location, I think in our consultation we've been very fair and we've represented the government's presentation materials with equal space. As far as the question is concerned about this commission, this committee, Chairman, I have to point out again the change to the design of the layout of the plan in front of the IFC was only committed by the Development Secretary and confirmed in a policy address. It was only put forward in a policy address in October 2009. Nobody knew anything about this change till then. And the road, and so the air ventilation building was hidden in the original plan, was kind of hidden behind the commercial building and the hotel property. It wasn't a relatively non-issue. The issue was, what are we going to build there? The issue was not the air ventilation building. Now we have removed those two buildings, except for the air ventilation building. So the last remaining issue to be dealt with is the air ventilation building. So therefore you have not discussed it. You have never reviewed it because it was never a point of discussion. The discussion was, are we going to put a big hotel, a big commercial building on the waterfront? And we all had a big discussion and fighting that. And we didn't focus on the little building next to it, which was the air ventilation building, which is now the big last remaining building right there.
Oh.
So, Chairman, on that basis, can we please have your support to make sure that these two options get worked out and that you get a choice of equal quality to choose between. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. Harbour Unit, I think you want to say something?
多謝主席，咁我諗呢，頭先我哋THB嘅同事同埋路政署嘅同事呢，都已經同各位委員呢，都清楚解釋過呢，即係兩個唔同方案嘅利弊之處。咁我諗即係我咁特別喺度呢，我唔會再係再詳談當中，包括呢，就係安全性啊，或者呢同一二號用地呢嘅吻合度，因為呢係規劃署嘅同事都有講。喺度呢，我希望呢，即係再呢係提出三個要點呢，讓各位委員同主席考慮嘅。 第一個要點就係咧，其實係中環灣仔一帶嘅交通嗰、那個咧，我哋相信呢個中環灣仔繞道嘅建設嘅迫切性。我哋咧其實係中環灣仔第三期嘅填海工程咧，主要都係為咗咧中環灣仔繞道其他相關必要嘅交通基建咧而提供土地。有鑑於咧，即係我大家都知道現時咧中環灣仔一帶嘅交通咧實在非常之擠塞，所以咧我哋其實咧當局都係好有必要咧，希望可以盡快讓交通得到改善。我相信各位都明白。事實上咧，敲定咗中環新海濱城市設計嘅建議之後咧，政府當局曾經多次咧同咧呢個市民啦同埋公眾咧説明咗中環灣仔繞道嘅重要性，發布咗咧係呢個 UDS 啦之後咧，我哋亦都咧喺唔同嘅場合上高咧係講解我哋嘅發展概念，同埋咧亦都係咧係解釋一下咧具一啲爭議性嘅問題。當中咧我哋都有接受過一啲封煙嘅節目，裏面咧我哋聽取咗大眾嘅意見，亦都咧理解到社會唔同嘅階層。亦都重視中環灣仔繞道嘅施工可以如期嘅完工，以解決咧現在咧即係交通擠塞嘅情況。希望咧即係大家考慮即係呢個隧道大樓外部設計或者位置嘅時候咧，都需要咧考慮翻呢一點。另一方面咧，我都想特別咧提出一點咧，就係咧中環新海濱嘅一號同埋二號用地嘅發展。我知道咧中環灣仔一號、二號用地嘅發展咧，其實咧係以前共建維港委員會，亦都係嚟緊我哋海濱事務委員會咧一個咧好重要嘅工作嚟嘅。我哋咧計劃將呢個中環新海濱嘅一、二號用地打造成為一個獨特而咧係具有呢個文化性，可以俾公眾享用嘅一個文化樞紐。現時咧，我哋其實個用地暫時咧都係咧係要等待中環灣仔繞道嘅工程咧係相關工程完工，大概2015年中咧，我哋先至可以起動。咁如果咧我哋需要係再咧係有其他嘅工程，例如咧需要更改通風大樓嘅設計嘅時候咧，市民咧係可能咧都會需要咧等待更長嘅時間先至可以享受呢個用地上高嘅設施。我相信大家都好重視呢個用地嘅發展，所以我特別講嘅就係話咧，如果我哋真係要喺下低加設一啲通風嘅管道嘅話咧，可能真係會影響到咧整個個設計同埋發展嘅可行性、可塑性同埋創意嘅。最後咧，我想講就係話咧，發展局或者我哋政府咧，其實都好重視咧成個中環新海濱嘅通達性嘅。我諗呢度裏面咧，頭先規劃處同埋咧路政處 THB 嘅同事都解釋過咧，我哋一路都係保持聯繫，而裏面咧我哋都咧係即係咧係咁樣合作，以導致到咧將來中環嘅新海濱同埋咧現時咧中環內地包括國金二期啦等等一帶咧，都係有一個願景平台保持緊密嘅聯繫嘅。咁相信正如頭先各位即係委員所講啦，裏面當中嘅設計咧，我相信咧有關嘅部門咧都係會再翻去咧詳細嘅考慮，應住各位嘅要求咧再睇一睇咧有冇咧可以改善嘅空間。我相信呢度咧我哋同事都願意做嘅。但係咧有另一點特別要提出嘅就係咧，如果我哋真係需要更改通風大樓有關嘅位置咧，如果需要影響到民光街一帶嘅時候咧，可能咧大家都要特別留意，就係話如果我哋需要係封閉民光街咧，不單止我哋唔能夠令到咧中環灣仔繞道能夠及時嘅順利完工，如果我哋仲要封阻埋呢個民光街，令到咧去到中環碼頭或者中環新海濱一帶交通咧係受阻嘅時候咧，可能咧都會對市民大眾咧造成影響嘅。咁呢度咧即係我都想咧即係各位委員咧即係我哋都會聽取大家嘅意見，但係都咧同時考慮各點嘅。多謝委員，多謝主席 ，Thank you Chairman。
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think if you don't mind, we ought to draw this to this particular discussion to a conclusion. First observations, if you like, as a chairman, it is never too late. One or two people said it's too late. It is never too late, and this is exactly why we're here. Exactly why we're here. So please don't feel it's too late, Vincent. I can understand your disappointment, but it is never too late. Never too late. From my perspective, it's been very useful hearing views. I'm sure government has gained a lot from hearing the opinions and the concerns of members. I hope some of the proponents also have picked up some of the issues that are of concern to members. But I don't honestly think we're in a position today to make a decision. I don't think we know enough. When I say make a decision, I'm thinking in terms of endorsing the proposal that we have in front of us from government. There is a potential option, alternative, which has been put forward, which government claim is not feasible, but obviously there is a view from experts that it is feasible. I think more work needs to be done on that. And I take your point, Paul, that we need to look at things, compare one with the other, on the basis that each has been tested and we're certain as to feasibility. I'm not certain as to the feasibility of the alternative, and obviously if we're going to look at an alternative, we need to be sure of the feasibility. What I was going to suggest is that, I'm picking up Paul's point, would government and the proponents be willing to work together to look at this option, and either to demonstrate it isn't feasible, as you claim, or at least to identify the challenges of implementing this alternative, so that you know you can all come back in 2 or 3 months' time, and we can look at two options, alternatives, which are fully tested, which both parties accept are technically feasible, because the vibes and the feedback we're getting at the moment is conflicting. So I think it's very difficult for members to make a decision given that conflicting those conflicting views. Secondly, so first suggestion is let's get together if we can and look at the alternative and decide is it feasible, is it not feasible. If it is feasible, what are the costs and the technical implications? Secondly, government bureau, there's been a lot of feedback from members about the size of the facility, visual impact, concerns about air and noise and the rest. In the meantime, can you look at your option in terms of trying to reduce the impact, the size, the massing, take on board all the members' comments and come back with, if you like, a refined alternative? I'm hearing lots of nice things from you about how you can improve it, you're going to improve it. Let's see how you can improve it, and then we can look at that as an alternative. And then could I ask, in the case of both of these options, that you put them into context. Let's have a model, or let's have a simulation of the waterfront, particularly including sites 1 and 2, and let's see how your option fits into the overall plan for this area of the waterfront. Let's look at things in the round, let's look at things holistically, not just in isolation. And similarly, I think, in terms of the proponents of the alternative, let's look at what yours does in terms of that whole area, what the impact would be in the round. And take as long as you want, but come back with accepted alternatives, if you like, so we don't get this debate across the table whether things are feasible or not feasible. Come back with two options, which we can then review. You make yours as good as you can, and similarly I'd ask the proponents to make theirs as good as they can, and then we can make a judgment. At the moment, I don't think we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen.
I mean, sorry, I should just ask my task force whether they agree. I mean, that's the chairman pontificating, if you like. But do people agree with that approach?
Agree.
Mr. Chen.
Sorry, yes. I'm just asking my members whether they agree with the approach first. Sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I agree, but I do have a suggestion. I appreciate that the state-of-art air pollution model has been used by the consultant. No doubt this modeling is state-of-art, but we can only trust the model if the data go in is correct. So good data, you have good output. So on the contrary, it's also true. So could I suggest that they actually input the government's data into it with, let's say, the air purification system and see how it works out?
Both ways?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, just one point of clarification, and I think it is a matter of principle, and I hope you will appreciate our view. The location of a current proposed location of the best ventilation building is what is approved by the Chief Executive in Council in 2009. I hope members appreciate that. I think what is put before the Council, which I fully respect, is that there's an alternative proposal here. And I think it is the other side to convince the Commission whether you agree with the alternative proposal. We will be most happy, first, to work with the other side and try to provide them with more information about our proposal and our views on yours so that we could further discuss. In fact, there has been dialogues and meetings with the other side and prepare detailed materials for them. And we'll be happy to provide more information. And we will also be most happy to work with the other departments to further refine our proposal, taking into account of member suggestion regarding the size, the bulkiness, and then the cohesiveness, harmony with the Site 1, Site 2 development. That we will certainly do.
Good.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Thank you.
Members happy to leave it at that? All right. Come back to as soon as you can. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.